much about. So easy.
You
got to
put it in perspective.
That's a spectacular day out, isn't it? I put a curse on you.
Yes, we've been all through that before.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Seems like ages since I've heard his voice. I wonder if it'll be the same when I hear it again. I can't stand this waiting, this suspense. I can almost hear him now. Oh, I hope he hasn't changed. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't. 10 more seconds and I'll know. 5 seconds. 2 seconds. There it is.
And now, it's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to must be, you know, infallible word of God, or, you know, in terrorist, you know, situations or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no. It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
Our feature presentation.
That guy makes a good point.
Absolutely.
Right? It's the return of the monkey, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
I thought it was super cool of our company to give us yesterday off for Veterans Day. I thought that was really nice. I mean, it is today, but they gave us the Monday, and that's weird. Like, we don't
actually
normally get
that
holidays
didn't,
off, especially
actually,
on days that aren't the actual day.
That didn't happen,
so,
actually.
Props to our company. Thank you very much.
We actually
enjoyed
worked
the weekend.
Yesterday. I
appreciate
it. We're here.
Happy to be here today. We're going to tell you about Acoustic Christmas.
We announced that yesterday, big announcement yesterday, had Bono on the show to bring it home for us as they're playing on night two. Got all those details at Carrick.com. Yeah, you kind of missed the big announcement.
U2 is playing?
Yes, U2 is playing, right?
That's pretty awesome. We should talk to Bono.
And then Michael Cudlitz came in, Abraham from The Walking Dead. We had that yesterday on the program.
I got to be honest, that was the only thing that I was sad that I missed.
Yeah,
Michael.
Because you wanted to see that phenomenal facial hair in person.
It was really stunning.
It's powerful. Really it's powerful hair.
Yeah. He wins. He's the hair, the facial hair. He wins.
Yeah, it's no something else. Right. Although he's dolphin smooth down below, we know that now.
Yes,
I based did on not the Walking want to Dead. Know
that. Well, I was on the show, man. Oh. I mean, couldn't avoid that. And then we had TV's Batman on the program yesterday.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun. Andrew Siciliano came by, so pretty much everyone was here except for you.
It was a best of show, though, right?
Oh, hold on 1 second. I got to do something.
Okay.
What do you think he's doing right now?
I have no idea. It's probably a dog.
He's usually a dog emergency, right. He says.
Veruca jumped up on the chair, and there was a big pillow in her way, so I just wanted to pull that out of the way.
Poor Veruca. No, not a pillow in her way.
How dare you?
That is an emergency.
If I didn't say it was an emergency. I just said I had to do something. You guys could get by for 5 seconds. Hey, if Casey, who works here on the Kevin Bean Show and has her finger on the button, if she has time to run down as I tell this story about what happened at the AFI Film Festival last night, I would like to know if she knows anything about it. Casey is working the festival. When she's not here at K-Rock, she's working at the festival. So she may have been there or know something about this story. Mr. Turner was the show last night that was playing at the Chinese Sixth Theater in Hollywood. This is a new film from director Mike Lee. It's about a painter, a 19th century painter named J.M.W. Turner. But it's in the news right now because of something that happened, according to eyewitness accounts. Any word from Casey?
Yes, she's here. Right here.
Hello.
She's here. Hey, Case.
Hi.
Were you there?
I was working the line of people to get in, telling people that they can or can't go.
So you were not in the theater, but you were in the neighborhood, probably heard about it as it happened when the police arrived?
Yeah, I was right outside the door, but we were actually on break once the movie started. So
if you have anything to add, please jump in. All right, so there's a woman on her phone.
Oh, love it.
Now, this is a festival.
Love it.
Yes, that's right. It's a festival.
A freaking festival.
Which, by the way, as Casey has pointed out to me, people get in for free, okay?
Yep.
So, according to Gawker, a distractingly bright cell phone. So, she's using her phone, which was visibly glowing during the screening of Mr. Turner. The man behind her said, "Excuse me, could you please turn off your screen?" She didn't. He said it again. She didn't. He said it a third time. She didn't. Then he tapped the woman on the shoulder. Now it's on.
It's on.
The woman reacted angrily to being touched and flipped out on him, according to eyewitnesses. She stands up and starts cursing, saying, "You hit me. You hit me. I'm going to call the police." She then turns on the phone's flashlight function and points it directly at the man's face. The awkward standoff lasted for nearly a minute, the witness said, and she continued shining the light even as people all around her implored her to turn it off and sit down.
All these other people are trying to watch a movie.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, this is a Mike Lee film about a 19th century painter. This isn't some Transformers nonsense. These are grown-ups who want to see a movie with people talking, okay? They don't have time for this. This shouldn't happen in any theater, but I'm saying especially in a setting like this, this is just, it's not going to fly, right?
And it's a 2.5-hour movie, so yes, they don't have time for it.
Whoa.
As the man was calmly defending himself, she then told him she had mace in her purse and started digging in her bag. Then she sprayed the man at point blank range. Mace in the face, you guys. She then calmly sat down and continued to watch the film.
While texting, I'm sure.
I just maced a dude. It was awesome. She's texting to her friends.
Oh my God. She should be barred from movie theaters forever.
For life. Exactly. Yeah. The man who was sprayed in the face, by the way, and his date left the theater immediately after being sprayed for understandable reasons. She sat there and watched the film as if nothing had happened until security finally came and escorted her out 20 minutes later.
Wait, let me just ask you a question. Where was security? Were they like 2 miles away and they were walking?
Where was security?
20 minutes.
We don't usually have a lot of security for the ones that are in the afternoon, like for the big like gala premieres. And right. This was not a big gala premiere.
But 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20
you
minutes.
You should have gone in there, Casey, for God's sakes. Well, no, that one, okay, so Mr. Turner.
You could have called me at home and I could have gotten there in 20 minutes.
Yesterday's screening of Mr. Turner was actually at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's why I'm wondering the accuracy of this thing, because it premiered the night before at the Egyptian Theater. And the article that I have in front of me says nighttime on Monday night at the Man Chinese 6, and that's not where that screening was. So
well, that's what this one was. This was the Chinese 6 Monday night.
Right. It didn't show Monday night at the Chinese 6. It showed Monday mid-afternoon.
Well,
so maybe it was mid-afternoon.
By the time it ended, it was Monday night. Yeah,
but on the East Coast, totally if a movie starts at 3 on the West, maybe they're considering it, you know, for them in terms of writing the story. I don't know. But the point is, Kevin's point is, 20 minutes to get somebody to come and take a woman out who has just maced a fellow moviegoer?
That seems 20 minutes. And B, could he take her to court for...
Yeah. Oh, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea.
I
have no idea what happened after they both left the theater. I don't know if there are any charges against her. I don't know how he's doing or what his recourse is.
There have to be charges against her.
I would think so.
I mean, it sounds like there are witnesses. They got people to talk in this article. So it sounds like he would have backup on, hey, I asked her nicely several times, then tapped her on the shoulder. It was hardly an assault. But what's that mindset of, I'm going to use my phone no matter how annoying it is to other people around me?
You wouldn't
what's
believe
that
how
mindset?
Much that happens, and especially at film festivals, which are, you know, film people. It's
supposed to be film buffs, right?
And you wouldn't believe how much it happens. And a lot of it is, like, critics that are taking notes on their phones or on their iPads or whatever.
Oh, really?
I throw crap at people. Like, F that
good.
Trash.
Good. I like that.
You.
It's a good policy. Throw things.
Yeah, that's how we go.
Well, sounds like it's time to start for us all to start bringing mace. Because if this guy would have had mace to go back at her, that would have put her in her place.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Imagine if you weren't either of them and you weren't in no way involved in this. You're just sitting there trying to enjoy the movie, though.
No, that's when you get out your phone and you record it.
Yeah.
Then everybody has their phone.
Where is that? Where's that? Where's the video?
Where's the recording of it?
It's got to be 10 people around the area.
I'll get on that.
Well,
please do.
Good times. Thank you, Casey.
You didn't help much, but thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Appreciate it.
She didn't know. It wasn't her fault. I just dragged her in just in case.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Me Show, shall we?
Hit me.
Okay. Love to. Speaking of Rodney, you died is our call-in topic today.
Yes.
He's been dead for like 12 years, right?
You missed it yesterday, Kevin, but we did a story. We'll tell it later again about a woman who something went wrong as she was giving birth last month, and she ended up being
she didn't have a pulse for like 40 minutes.
45 minutes, no pulse.
45 minutes?
45 minutes.
I mean, they were working on her, but
I thought you could go like 5 minutes without.
She not only was resuscitated, she had zero brain damage. She's fine. It's pretty shocking.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the fact that they kept working on her for 45 minutes without a pulse. And by the way, they had already been working on her for 2 hours before she lost her pulse.
Wow.
So it was almost 3 hours she was out of commission.
Have you ever heard of medical staff working that hard on anyone except for the President of the United States?
You know, she just had a baby.
Right.
I mean, it was during childbirth, so I think that had to be the reason. 45
minutes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So she was dead. In fact, she miraculously resuscitated as they were getting ready to call the death. You know, they were bringing out the clipboard to note it, and then she sprung back to life.
And she opened her eyes and said, is that it? I only get 45 minutes?
That's all you got?
So we thought, it's been a while. We've done this before, and we get fascinating stories from people who have died and come back. And we love hearing those stories about not only what that was like for them, if they have any memory of it, but how that changed their life afterwards. So we'll talk about that later.
Plus, we have tickets for night number two of the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Did you hear U2's plan?
I did not. Has that been announced?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
David Tennant will be on the program today.
How about that?
That's impressive.
Talking about Grace Point, the show that he is currently on, which is fantastic. We have comedian Eddie Ift in. That's always fun.
We haven't talked to him in a long time.
He generally gets us in trouble at least once per visit.
True.
He sure does.
So that's fun. I don't know what the issue is with the King's tweets. Bean, you want to let me know with that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I thought it was a King of Mexico tweet thing.
Oh, no. Okay. This is our Larry King game.
Oh!
This is real Larry
King. It said King, and when you see King, I always think King of Mexico.
Sure,
yeah. This is Larry King. He's back at it again.
Okay, good. I love that.
Old man going crazy.
Taylor Swift is the devil.
Is the best person ever.
Yeah, that's what I meant by the devil. More details coming up. Plus, we have Miss Double December to tell you about.
Yes, we do.
And a little movie by the name of Zombiever, which might be the best movie ever. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Ralph Garman is here. Before we get to our first look at the Showbiz Beat, what did the final score end up being last night, Ralph?
He didn't have his headphones on.
Just coming in. Final score last night, Ralph?
45-21.
45-21.
Yeah. I turned it off at 38. I wondered how bad it was going to get. Wasn't it close.
The gate?
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that close. Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't understand. What do you mean? It seemed like a blowout.
Right.
But the score was 45-21, which sounds like a blowout, and the game wasn't even that close.
Meaning it was more dominated than the score showed.
Thank you, Kevin.
Right.
Okay. At one point, they were making smoothies in the booth, though. That's how far out of hand the game got, right?
They were making protein drinks, yeah, to show how Chip Kelly provides nutrition for his team.
Really? That was happening.
They had nothing to talk about.
Wow. Really.
In the booth. That's what they were doing with their time. That's awesome. All right. It's a Tuesday. Rob is here. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat for the day. What's going on?
You guys were talking about that Hollywood AFI Film Festival. Mm-hmm. We'll get your mace out, because big event tonight, Clint Eastwood's latest film, American Sniper. We'll get a sneak screening tonight at 9 p.m. at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood.
That looks so good.
It does look good. So get your mace out if you want to check it out. That's where you do it.
Your mace and your phones, both.
Yeah, bring it all.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Lawrence is looking for a new man.
Dibs.
All right.
Didn't work last time. But...
She said she is on the hunt for a man that will allow her to be herself in all situations. I don't even know what that means, man, but it sounds dangerous, Kevin. Good luck. And the Biebs is at least owning up to his mistakes.
Really? This is different.
Yeah. You know, he got convicted for pelting his neighbor's house with eggs. And he, according to TMZ, has ponied up the $80,000 he's got to pay the guy for the damage done to his house. 80 grand for eggs.
You buy that? Huh.
Well, apparently this guy had a special finish on his doors and things like that and everything, so it was...
So it caused that much damage.
I don't think
I wouldn't be surprised if they added a little something just for the inconvenience of having to have the work done in addition to
with that as well.
So what are you saying when you say, do you believe that?
$80,000 sounds like a tremendous amount of damage. I didn't know you could do that much to the outside of a house with eggs. But apparently if they had special finishes and stuff on the door.
Having the workers come in and do it and stuff, you'd be surprised. Justin has to take 12 anger management classes as well.
Love it.
His lawyer says yesterday that Bieber had finished 6 of them so far. He also has to do 6 days of community service. And he's going to do that by working for the people at Music Cares, that charity that helps out musicians in need.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't buy it. They say he's going to work at their LA headquarters painting walls, moving furniture, and carrying boxes, and any other physical labor that's needed. See, because he's the Bieber, they say he can't be out on the highways picking up trash like anyone else. He'd be mobbed by fans, so he's got to do this inside work where he gets to...
Hit by cars.
It'd be great if he was out there picking up trash, and we could give out the location, and people just drive by and throw extra trash.
Scream at him, pelt him with eggs. He has to complete all this by February the 10th, so we'll keep you posted.
He is a sucker.
That's true.
And speaking of celebrities, musicians specifically, in trouble with the law, this surprised me yesterday when Dolores O'Riordan, lead singer for the band The Cranberries. Remember The Cranberries?
I do.
Zombie.
They're not still together, are they?
Yeah, they're still together.
I don't know how we missed that song on our Halloween show, by the way.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. She was arrested yesterday for bad behavior on an airplane flight. She was headed from New York City back to her homeland of Ireland when she allegedly assaulted a flight attendant on the plane. And then when the police tried to arrest her, she headbutted the police officer.
Wow.
That's my girl right there.
Wow.
That's an Irish lassie for you right there. When the plane landed at Shannon in Ireland, Dolores was taken to the hospital in police custody. So I don't know what went on there, but it was not good.
Man, headbutt. Love that. Most of the time you see the cops coming, you go, wow, I'm really in trouble. I need to do what they say, not her.
And she's not a big, burly girl either. She's just a little slight thing. I know that from when we co-starred together on Charmed.
Ah.
Dolores and I.
Was that the band you brought on as the DJ?
One of them.
Okay.
Yes. Cranberries and Dishwalla.
Oh, Dishwalla. I forgot about that.
So stand back. I don't know why you have to stand back, but Sons of Anarchy are making a little pit stop on their final ride. Series creator Kurt Sutter and the show's cast, including Charlie Hunnam, Tommy Flanagan, Jimmy Smits, Drea DiMatteo, and Mark Boone Jr. will all visit Conan O'Brien tonight. So if you're a fan of Sons of Anarchy, you want to check out that show tonight. See the gang one last time. Today's
Muggs, how many episodes left, Muggs?
Four, including tonight.
Wow, getting close now.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Stanley Tucci. He is 54 years old today. Actress Calista Flockhart celebrates her 50th birthday. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio. He is 40 years old today. And the Sanchez, number three on the field, number one in your heart. Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Mark Sanchez celebrates his 28th birthday today. So strange for me to watch a Sanchez who does his job well. I'm so used to the opposite. It was a very exciting time for me last night. Happy birthday, Sanchito. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tell me you guys are in love with Zombieaver as much as I am.
I am looking forward to it. I will watch that movie when it arrives, yes.
This is a sweet, old-fashioned, ridiculous horror movie where the super hot chicks and the young guys that are trying to get into their pants all go to a cabin in the woods.
Of course they do.
What can go wrong with that?
Next to a lake.
Here we are. Home sweet home. Make it rain, bitches.
So she takes off her top.
Uh-huh.
Says make it rain, bitches. And then
Then
dives into the water.
Okay.
So that's all good, right?
Yeah.
What is that? Looks like a beaver dam. Let's go take a look.
All right. Mistake one. What is that? It looks like a beaver dam. Let's go take a look.
Now, let me stop you right there and ask this question. Would you guys consider beavers to be dangerous and something that should be stayed away from in the water? I mean, you don't go up and try to, you know, pet them or anything like that. But I would feel comfortable swimming in a lake if there were a beaver dam nearby, wouldn't you?
I would. I wouldn't think.
I don't think about beavers as being the kind of creature that is likely to attack you, I
guess.
That's
because you haven't seen Zombieavers.
I know, but I'm just thinking.
Because they're zombies. And
that are
they're
beavers.
Yeah,
no, I understand that. But I'm just saying, in terms of being in the real world,
If you went in a lake, would you swim over to the, the beaver?
No. I would keep my distance as I would from most wild animals.
But you wouldn't be afraid.
But I wouldn't be afraid. I wouldn't expect that they would come looking for me, I guess is what I'm saying.
You girls from out of town?
Then they run into a guy with a cowboy hat and a gun.
Uh-oh.
And he's creepy. And one of them, the girl that took her top off, is now using her arm as a bra, and she's standing there. And they, of course, say,
we're staying over there in my cousin's place.
They tell them right away where they're staying. Good. That's good. With a stranger with a gun.
Looking for beavers.
Well, hell, ain't we all?
See, because that's double entendre.
Oh, that's funny.
The only reason they chose the beaver for this movie, Kevin, yes, is so they can make lots of beaver jokes.
That
you know
is
that.
Correct. Yes, that's why I love it. Hell, ain't we all?
I've had enough excitement for one day.
She goes to take a shower.
What was that? Someone in there?
There's a beaver in the bathroom. Kill it!
All right, full-on zombie beaver with the fangs are you know, bigger than usual, and there's blood on its mouth. It's cartoonish, though, Lisa. Don't act like that would turn you off, because it's super cartoonish.
Okay.
It really is. It's like,
how did the beaver get into their cabin and into their bathtub?
That is not explained in the trailer, but I hope it will be in the movie. But it is. It's in the bathtub and it's taking a shower. I don't know why.
Like zombievers do.
Like zombievers do. And so they say kill it because it looks like it's dangerous. They go get a bat and they do kill it.
Yuck. Can we please go swimming now?
Now that's my favorite part.
Oh, yes.
That's my favorite part. Because
can we please go swimming now?
This is a zombie that just came out somewhere, came from somewhere. They saw a beaver dam earlier that day in the lake.
So maybe don't go back into the water where there potentially could be more zombies.
I'm saying you must be a little bit traumatized by a zombie beaver.
And you just
you just beat it to death. So who's the girl that then says, can we just go swimming again?
She has got her party on, man.
She does.
Ever occurred to any of you that there might be more beavers?
Okay, so that's the voice of reason, of course. She's sitting on the boat ramp. She's not going in. But there's two guys that are in the water, and they mock her roundly.
Is that blood?
Holy all right, so then one of the guys that's mocking her gets pulled under. And the very next shot, he is holding his own foot. He's looking at his foot, which has been chewed off.
That beaver works fast.
That's a fast-working beaver. So the dude's holding his own foot, or his friend's foot. I can't tell whose foot it is. They don't show their feet. They're just in the water. But that seems bad, right?
Yeah.
Never seen a real beaver before up close.
Okay, so never seen a real beaver before up close. Even the... Even the girls are making jokes.
Well, maybe you should try to help us.
See, she says maybe you should try to...
Wait, is this while the guy's holding his foot in his hand?
No, this is later.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's later.
So they got over... Wait, they're they still got over in the cabin. They're still just hanging out in the cabin, still trying to enjoy their weekend?
Not only that, they're able to make great jokes. Like, I've never seen a beaver up close before. Well, you should try blanking blank on me.
How about a little less sitting on the couch watching TV, a little more taking your friend with his foot missing to the emergency room?
At one point in the trailer, they do get in a car and they drive, but surprise, surprise, there's a beaver dam across the road. The beavers,
oh, no, they did!
The beavers have blocked them in, so they cannot leave.
No escape!
They are a powerful adversary.
We cannot turn against each other right now. That is exactly what the beavers would want.
Tell me you guys heard that.
Yes.
We cannot turn against each other. That's exactly what the beavers would want. Like the beavers all got together and said, if we can turn them on each other, we have it made. Wow, this is a terrible movie. Yep. How awesome.
By terrible, you mean awesome.
Yeah, both.
They're generally more active at night. Their road's locked. They sure as hell can't get through on foot.
Fuck a bag of
Wow, there's no way I'm jumping up for this.
No, I'm drunk enough for this. And then one of the zombievers does bite a electrical outlet and lights on fire. But it doesn't matter because there's a lot of other zombievers running around. They're everywhere. Okay. And that guy just is not drunk enough for this. Like if he drank a certain amount, he'd be fine with a zombiever that's on fire in the cabin and them not being able to go and the dude without a foot. All that would be good if he was drunk enough. And the final scene, I kid you not, is a woman laying in bed and another woman slowly crawling on top of her to have sex. And she opens her mouth and beaver teeth come out. And she is herself a zombiever.
She's been turned into a zombiever.
She's a beaver.
Let me tell you.
tell you something more amazing than that, Kevin. One of the people in this movie, one of the stars of the film, is someone we know.
What? Who?
Producer Dave, the King of Mexico, we'd like to speak to Mr. Bill Burr when we can, please. Who is in Zombieaver. Now, I didn't see him in the trailer.
I didn't
either. He plays Joseph in the movie. How did Bill Burr, Breaking Bad's Bill Burr, end up in Zombievers?
It was offered to him, and he said, hell yes, because it's the best movie ever. Bill Burr.
He is listed as one of the stars of Zombievers, and apparently it's coming out soon? Coming out?
It says coming soon. It doesn't say when. Oh, Taylor Swift, right?
Right?
Right. Absolutely, yes.
Man, she's hot and good, and all of her music is great.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally, you're coming around that it's Taylor Swift's world. The rest of us are just living in it.
Or she's the devil.
Look, she's
the
possibly
devil.
The most popular recording artist in the world right now.
Right.
And for good reason.
Justin Bieber has 33 million followers on Twitter. Does that make him good?
Because
he has 33 million.
Just because other things have lots of things doesn't make them good either.
Right.
Look,
and neither does it that she's a successful singer. It doesn't make her good.
She happens to be. If you read the reviews of her new record,
nope.
and you see her success, she sold 1.2 plus million albums in the first week, which is the most anyone has sold in over 12 years. She's selling over 400,000 copies of the new album this week, by the way, which is the biggest, you know, the biggest week of any artist all year long. And it's her second week.
Strangest thing about that, the oldest person that bought it so far is 17.
And she just released a new music video that is amazing called Blank Space. Now, you remember, Kevin, in the first music video from the album, 1989, Shake It Off, she poked fun at the fact that she can't dance, that she's a terrible dancer.
Yeah, that was funny.
In this video, she seems to be addressing the internet feeling that if you date her and you break up with her, she's going to write a song about you.
Right,
she's kind of
let me just stop
poking
you right
fun of that, right?
Let me just stop you right there. Is that an internet feeling?
Yes.
Or
yes, it is.
Does she date people, break up with them, and then write songs about
them?
She does
do that.
So it is in real life, not just internet feeling, right?
She made this video to address the concept of if she has so many boys breaking up with her, maybe the problem isn't the boy, maybe the problem is her. And she basically just plays a crazy-ass bitch in this video. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk to her about it because we'll talk about some of the stuff that she does in this Blank Space video because it is crazy. Hi, Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
you can believe we're talking to you. Yes, you can. You can believe it.
We had this whole thing set up, Taylor. This is not a surprise. It's not a surprise.
All right. It's a surprise.
So you shoot this video at this mansion in New York State, which, by the way, is where Citizen Kane was set. This was the same mansion that was Xanadu, where Citizen Kane lived, by the way.
That's
you knew that, right, Taylor? It is, right? Famous historical mansion with 127 rooms, by the way, just as an aside.
Stop!
Why is he talking about the mansion? Taylor, do you know?
Asperger's!
Just an aside. That's all. It's just interesting. All right. So, Taylor, what goes on in this video for folks who haven't seen Blank Space yet? Because you do some crazy stuff.
How many rooms are there again?
127.
Oh, that's right.
So,
I have a boyfriend in the video, and
right.
I'm so crazy, because if I make fun of it in a video, then it isn't true in real life.
Right, exactly.
Because I'm so self-aware, I'm such an artist.
So you see, whoa,
what was that, Taylor?
I just shouted at an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
But I'm so self-aware and self-referential. I'm in on the joke, so it doesn't matter. I'm so cool.
That's right. You're poking fun of the things that people say about you.
In the video,
I'm
the guy.
I'm poking fun about the things that are real. But if I poke fun at them, maybe people won't think them about me. See how
Bean keeps trying to assume that it's just the internet that's saying this and not real life.
How many rooms?
127. I just assume that Taylor is smart enough to know how to make make something out of what's being said about her. That's all.
I mean,
it's a brilliant strategy.
Diffuse real things that are said about me that are bad.
Right.
So In the video, you do everything from knife a painting of your boyfriend to rip up his clothes to smash the headlights of his expensive car with a golf club. I mean, you go for it.
You see him on the phone texting. You throw it in the water.
I'm so dangerous in this video. I'm a femme fatale.
At what point you're writhing up against the wall with your makeup all smeared and there's a deer standing next to you for no reason that I can figure out. What's going on there, Taylor?
Well, first of all, I don't know.
Okay. All right. I didn't know either. That was very confusing.
No, a deer. A female deer.
At another point in the video, you're standing on the saddle of a horse. You're just standing up on top of a horse. What's that about?
I'm so artistic. I'm artsy. I'm so artsy.
Okay, you're artsy, but...
Whoa!
But what... Was that yourself? Was that yourself?
Nah.
Oh, shoot.
So you're the deer.
The deer. Oh, you killed the deer. That's sad.
So standing on the horse doesn't seem to fit in with any of the rest of the video, except for maybe just that you're crazy. But...
Stop looking for meaning. I'm just trying to be cool.
I see.
Okay. I just want to be cool.
Okay, take it easy.
Taylor,
my name is Bean.
You also were... What was that all about?
Again, still just a gun. Move on.
Okay. You also were... you have 21 changes of outfits in this 4-minute video.
How many numbers are you going to quote?
Yeah, what? Who knows that? Who has
surprised.
That information?
I'm just surprised.
Holy crap, Asperger's, give it a rest.
Why are you wearing a different outfit every 15 seconds?
Why are you counting
is my question.
Them?
I just don't know.
Taylor, could you? What's that? What's that?
What's happening?
Taser.
Oh, taser. Okay, yeah. Well, you are well armed if anyone tries to approach you.
Because I'm so crazy. Like in this video, I'm so dangerous and crazy. It's my new change in persona. I'm arsey and dangerous.
But you're dangerous in real life in that most of what's said about you is true.
No, I'm just kind of sad and pathetic in real life.
Okay. And a lot of shows still to come here on K-Rock, including the great actor David Tennant. Can you believe, Ralph, that he's going to be on our show today? That doesn't seem right.
Nope.
He's way too talented to be participating in this nonsense.
Yep.
Also, comedian Eddie Eft is going to be here as well. Hey, who wants to play Real King, Fake King?
Me.
Me.
It's fun. Broadcast legend for 50 years, has done radio and TV shows. He's on the internet now on Aura TV, still doing interviews, but probably most famous from his years on CNN doing that program. He also has a lot of thoughts on his mind, and he's the kind of guy, Ralph, that you hate being on Twitter because he'll just tweet whatever he happens to be thinking at that moment.
He's you. He's more interesting you.
How dare you?
Is what he is.
Not much more interesting, though.
So. What we like to do from time to time when Larry has a new batch up on the internet is we read some tweets, and then you have to guess whether they're a real Larry King tweet or if they're something we just made up. Now, if it's...
Is it Larry King or are we faking?
If it's a real Larry, something that he actually typed and uploaded to the internet, you'll hear this sounder.
Will Glenda be there?
And if it's a fake Larry tweet, this is what you'll hear.
Pounding.
Your beer mug
just
slapping
pounding.
Something.
You're going to hear maybe...
Oh, my goodness, I'm fake. You hear that?
The machine, I believe, is broken. Just ding and buzz. Just ding and buzz, Muggs.
That wasn't my fault.
That was say real or fake.
Take it easy. Sure. No one's saying it's your
right,
fault.
Muggs.
Not your fault at all.
Ding or buzz.
Never is.
Stop looking. So, ding or buzz.
If you would ding or buzz, Muggs, that would be great.
How many rooms does Larry have in his house? That's all I care about.
It's a great question. I don't know. Yeah. Ralph, you usually win these games. Let's see how you do today. Here's the first one. Is it real Larry or is it fake Larry? I love fruit cobbler with ice cream. I love fruit cobbler with ice cream.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
But who tweets about it?
I don't. That doesn't sound like Larry.
You know what I mean?
It sounds manufactured to me. I say fake King.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm Kevin? Going fake as well.
It's real Larry King, you guys.
Oh.
I enjoyed the ding, too, by the way.
A ding or a buzz?
I don't think anything's working over there. There we go.
Stop looking at that.
Stop working with the other machine. Just dings and buzz, beer mug.
Hold on, everyone. Beer mug, look at me.
I got you.
Look at me.
No, I don't think you do. So ding is going to be for real and buzz is going to be for fake, right?
Right, exactly.
Ding for real, buzz for fake.
I think this is going great. All right, next up. I wish I knew how to whistle. I wish I knew how to whistle.
Just
not yet. Not
I'm
yet.
Just kidding. That was me.
All right. What do you guys think?
I wish I knew how to whistle.
Larry knows how to whistle. Oh, come
you think
on.
So?
He's a big time whistler.
I don't think Larry admits to faults.
I'm going the other way.
What?
Or all right, before we're done.
Is it real?
I was going
I think
with
it's
real.
Fake.
All right. Kevin is saying real. Ralph, you are saying.
I'm saying fake
because he can whistle.
You're right, saying fake. Ralph's Lisa, right. You
I
are
say
saying.
Fake.
It is real Larry King.
Yes.
I wish I knew how to whistle. All right, who's keeping score, by the way? I guess we should.
I hope beer mug.
All right, next up. Bill Clinton was the funniest president I ever met.
Come on.
Bill Clinton was the funniest president I ever met.
Did he meet George W.?
He met everybody.
Okay. Yeah, he's interviewed them all.
Funniest
probably going back to Roosevelt.
Funniest president I ever met.
But think of the other president. But yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm going to say that's Lair.
You think that's real?
So, I'm going
real. Larry says Kevin.
I think Larry thinks Reagan was hilarious. So I'm saying fake King.
I'm going to say real.
It was fake King. Right. Well done, guys.
Are tied.
I regret never climbing Mount Everest.
Nope.
I regret never climbing Mount Everest.
Why would I do that? My suspenders would freeze. Fake.
I think so, too.
Fake.
Kevin?
I'm going to go with real.
Of course you are.
Okay.
It is real Larry King.
Yes!
He actually tweeted that two nights ago.
I'll tell you what. This is what I based my decision on, because that's an absurd thing for Bean to make up, because there's no way Larry would tweet that. So, because Bean wouldn't make up something that dumb, he did it.
Psychology.
Genius.
That is real.
All right. The dome.
What's the score, by the way? Who's keeping
it? Kevin has three. Ralph has two.
And
I have nothing.
That's the game. Congratulations, everybody.
All right. Next up.
Behind.
When will the iPhone 7 come out? When will the iPhone 7 come out? Real Larry King, fake Larry King.
Larry's still using the telegraph.
Yeah, I don't see Larry as an early adapter.
Nope.
I'm going fake.
I'm going to say real just because I'm so terrible.
Wow, it is real Larry King.
Lisa gets a point.
Wow.
Very impressive. All right.
Are we all tied?
3-2-1. 3-2-1.
You're still in the lead.
I remember when stewardesses were the best thing about flying.
Married 7 times, Larry? Yeah, that's real. That's real king right there. That's some real king right there.
Yeah, I agree. And back in the day, they used to dress up a little,
and
right?
And they had weight limits and stuff.
And by the way, they were the best thing about flying back in the day.
And they would do this.
I'm going real.
No!
What? It was fake Larry.
Oh.
He may have tweeted that at some point, though. I call BS.
All right. Where are we in the score? Because we're almost out of time.
Kevin has 3. Ralph has 2. I have 1.
Oh, so is it worth doing another one, or do we just declare
a winner?
What will happen is Ralph can tie it.
Right.
But
we don't want that.
I'm going to nail it.
Let's let Kevin win.
Let's do one more just
one
for
more.
Fun.
I'll get it right.
All right.
Kevin's on a roll today.
That's right.
Yes, he is.
What's the difference between purple and lavender? What's the difference between purple and lavender?
No, Larry knows the difference. Simple.
I'm going to say real.
I'm saying real.
I'm saying fake. Real?
Kevin.
Real Larry King.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Kevin.
Kevin smoked us today.
Kevin.
For the first time ever.
Kevin won something.
I won a stupid game. What do I get?
Not a damn thing.
Come
you get
on.
To hit beer mug in the face.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Our friend Eddie Ift joins us next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can see him this weekend as well at the Irvine Improv. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. Good morning, Ralph.
Before I get to Showbiz News, how about some tickets to see the movie Horrible Bosses 2?
Yay!
Not just see the movie. How about attending the premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater on November the 20th? This should be a very cool event. The movie, of course, the sequel to the wildly popular Horrible Bosses. starring once again Jason Bateman and Charlie Day and Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston. If you'd like to go to the premiere, call me now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through at that number will get a pair of tickets to attend the premiere of Horrible Bosses 2 on November the 20th. The movie is in theaters nationwide November the 26th, so you can check it out, even if you don't win tickets to the premiere. Speaking of movies, a German production company has announced they are releasing a series of porno films that were all shot in a cemetery.
Of course that comes from Germany.
Yep.
That movie doesn't sound sexy at all.
The movie company said the series will be known as Bean's Sex Life. You can check that out.
So the tapes are just blank?
Cemetery porn, they say, is a new fetish for some people.
It doesn't involve any digging, does it?
I do not believe
it's Germany.
Any of the
okay.
Any of the residents
okay, good.
Are involved in any of the actual filming.
I'm glad to hear that.
I believe it's just a setting.
Still odd.
I don't think they're looking for any extras 6 feet under.
I hope not.
Ralph, have you, in all your years
I had sex with a corpse, yes, okay? Just once.
That wasn't the question. That's
what?
Great information to have. Have you ever talked to anybody or known anybody who gets turned on by sex in a graveyard?
Yep.
Okay.
Really?
That was a quick
answer.
It's a
thing, huh?
It is a thing.
What do you suppose that's about?
I actually dated a girl who had Who had a thing. I never had sex in a graveyard, but it was one of her things she wanted to get around to.
Did you ask her?
Did.
Is it just doing it someplace you're not supposed to do it?
Yeah, it was just the she was sort of a...
The inappropriateness of
it. A gothy, artsy chick, you know?
Huh.
Pseudo-Wicca kind of thing, you know? And I think it was just the thrill of sort of being, you know, death, sex. They're all intertwined.
I wonder if this is the first cousin of doing it in a church, which is just... The you know the opposite of a place where something like this should be going on.
Maybe. Yeah, I think it's just some people their surroundings have a heavy titillating effect.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha. I've never been one for where it was. Never really
doesn't
affected
matter.
Me one way or the other. It's more about what we're doing and
who it
how
is.
Many people are watching. Jerry Seinfeld always seemed like the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet, and apparently he is. But I did not know this. Apparently, he is got some Asperger-y things going on.
Is that right?
Yeah. Jerry says he is on the autistic spectrum. Basic social engagement is really a struggle, he says, about hanging out with other people.
Asperger's is a condition on the autistic spectrum which makes it difficult for a person to make connections with other people.
Hmm.
So you're saying Jerry Seinfeld is coming out and admitting that?
Yes.
Huh.
At least he's... honest enough and has the wherewithal to be able to admit the fact
he
that he struggles with Asperger's.
He doesn't take the test to get a 99% and then deny it?
No, Kevin. He is very
That's
forthcoming.
Weird.
He says a part of his comedy may be based on the fact that he never pays attention to the right things. He's always more focused on the minutiae and the picayune, and apparently that also is one of the aspects of that syndrome.
Have you heard his chunk on how many rooms are in the mansion in the Taylor Swift
video?
No,
I haven't heard that, but I bet it's fascinating. I wonder how many times she changes costume.
That kind of behavior is completely unacceptable.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
May not be the best guy to date.
I think you
imagine
sort
that
of know that going in,
if you're
right?
A woman, probably not.
Don't you know that going in, though?
Angelica Houston, his longtime girlfriend, has a new memoir out called Watch Me. And she claims that it was a difficult relationship. That he left her at one time at the film festival to go off and have sex with another woman, made her sob for 3 days after refusing to marry her, and announced before their final breakup in 1989, someone's going to have a baby. And
wow.
And it was his mistress, Rebecca Broussard, and that was the thing that actually ended the relationship.
She's so uptight.
She really is.
Come on.
Angelica finally broke up with him when he revealed that his mistress was pregnant after, she says in her book, beating the living hell out of him. She stayed with him for 16 years.
Wow.
That's
shocking.
She got cheated on a lot.
And she said she was pretty much aware of what was going on the whole time.
The whole time.
Hmm. So like you said, Kevin, you know what you're getting into with Jack Nicholson. You're not assuming he is the faithful boyfriend, right?
Not, I can't imagine you would delude yourself to think that.
She did, and she stayed with him for 16 long years. and said, you know, she just wanted what she wanted, and she was able to look the other way for the longest time, but finally got too much. You know, once he started having children with other women.
Pregnancy sure. tends to do that.
Yeah.
Did he ever, I don't know if you know this or not, Ralph, but did he ever get married, Jack Nicholson?
I don't think so.
I mean, as long as I've been aware of him as a famous...
I can't remember if I've ever been married or not.
...famous person. I don't remember ever hearing about a wife. But.
Sometimes they have, like, early starter marriages, like, when they're real young, like Clooney and stuff. You know?
And they go, that's not for me?
I don't know if he ever had one or not.
Well, I'm still sad that he apparently is sticking to retirement.
Yeah, he's done. And speaking of marriages, apparently Billy Joel's girlfriend is pressuring him to get married. He is resisting because he's not an idiot. This would be his fourth marriage, and I think he realizes, after splitting up his net worth three times, that maybe he is not the marrying kind. He is 65. His girlfriend is 32.
That's sort of what comes with 32-year-olds, isn't it?
They want to get married and have lives.
Yeah.
But in that case, then don't maybe date a 65-year-old.
Agreed. So. But he's so rich, Ralph.
He is very
How
rich.
How do you not?
I think maybe he'd like to stay rich this time. Maybe that's why he's not getting married. Today's celebrity birthday is actor Stanley Tucci. Hey, Stanley, how you go? He's 54 years old today. Actress Calista Flockhart is 50 years old today. Isn't it funny how we just treat Calista Flockhart like it's a name now?
Yeah.
Instead of the bizarre sounding series of consonants and vowels that it actually is.
That is a weird name.
Leonardo DiCaprio is 40 years old today. And quarterback... for the Philadelphia Eagles, number 3, from the University of Southern California, Mark Sanchez!
Did you used to make fun of him when he was a Jet, Ralph?
Everyone did.
butt fumble, come on.
Butt fumble.
Right.
I mean, how do you...
You gotta make fun of butt fumble.
Butt fumble will be till the day he dies.
You gotta make fun of butt fumble. But now he's my quarterback, and I stand firmly behind him. And then I will run into his butt, and I will probably fumble. He is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Just announced 24 hours ago, the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert, which is coming up Saturday and Sunday, December 13th and 14th at the Forum. Hey, Eddie Ift, how you doing, man?
How are you? I went to that last year. That was one of the best times I've ever had.
Fantastic. It's a great show, and as this is the 25th annual, we pulled out all the stops. Let me tell you about this lineup, Eddie, and tell me what you think, all right? Night number one, in alphabetical order, you got your Bush, Fall Out Boy, wow. Incubus, Linkin Park, New Politics, Rise Against, Royal Blood, System of a Down, and Walk the Moon. That's just night one. Night two, Alt-J, Imagine Dragons, Interpol, Modest Mouse, Smashing Pumpkins, Tears for Fears, U2, Vance Joy, and Weezer.
Are you joking right
No, that's,
now?
That's no. actually true.
That's yes. actually the lineup, yes.
Wow.
And I know what you're thinking. Tears for Fears is still alive?
I was thinking that, and I was also thinking, I can't wait to go this year, because last year I went with my wife, and this year she's pregnant, so it's going to be so much more fun.
By the way, Kevin, you mock, but there was so much love on KRock.com yesterday.
No,
and the
I know.
Facebook page and everywhere else about Tears for Fears. People still love that band, and apparently, and I haven't seen them in years, apparently they are still great live. I hope we get a chance to have them in or talk to them before the Acoustic Christmas show, because they've had a fascinating career this last 30 years.
I had two thoughts. One is, interesting, I can't wait to see what they sound like and what they do. And two is, they're still alive? Yeah. Both thoughts.
And I just thought, I remember them from the Dennis Miller opening to his show. They
yes,
played
they
that
used
song.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World. That's yes, his theme right. song for the Dennis Miller show.
The
You're
video where
right.
they sang wearing mock turtlenecks. That's how old they are.
Exclusive K-Rock Street Team on sale is this Friday at 12 noon. Make sure to enter at krock.com to get your password. Eddie, who do you know that's going to get you into the show this year?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'll be behind the dumpsters doing what I have to do to get those tickets.
Like you do.
Working Vaseline Alley. So how you been, man? We haven't seen you in a while. What's been going on?
I do know somebody that's playing the first night. My new neighbor. I have a new neighbor that's the lead singer of one of those bands.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. He doesn't know I'm his neighbor, but...
but he will today.
I stand outside his house every day and wait for him to come out.
It's going to be so awkward when you knock at his door and say, okay, two things. One is, I brought you a casserole. Welcome to the neighborhood. And two is, hey, about the Acoustic Christmas concert, could you hook a brother up?
No, he actually... He walks his dogs by my house, and we started talking one day, and he just had a baby, and I have a baby on the way, and he said, I said, you know, it's going to be tough. I'm on tour all the time. And I start throwing it around like I'm this big, important person.
Yeah, I'm on the road a lot.
Yeah, I'm on the road and touring all the time.
Show business.
And he said, yeah. And weirdly, he goes, yeah, I heard you're a comedian. I heard through the grapevine. And I went, yeah. And then I gave him the, what do you do? Because he said, I tour too sometimes. And I
said,
what do you
do? Did you do it from a position of superiority?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then he told me who he was.
Little fella?
Yeah. And then I took the brownies over his house. So he's the lead singer of one of those
Can
bands.
You tell us who? Or do you
no.
Okay, I just do not want
no,
to.
No, I'm Norris. Working on the friendship right now.
Yeah. You don't want to blow it.
Name dropping on the radio.
I gotcha.
By the way, Eddie Eft is going to be playing the Irvine Improv for 5 big shows this weekend. 2 shows Friday night, 2 shows Saturday night, and Sunday night as well. Tickets are just $15, available at improv.com. Eddie is one of the funniest comedians you will ever see. Yeah. He headlined our freaking April Foolishness this year, by the way.
Reluctantly.
Reluctantly.
It was reluctantly.
It was. Well, that's the short straw. That's
a really weird thing
when it comes to comedians. I think they have learned that, what is it? Is it by the end of the night everybody's tired?
It's when you're on a regular show, like it's not like all headliners like that, you want to go last.
Okay.
Because the audience is waiting for you. You're the headliner. But that show is possibly the hardest show in the world because you guys put the best comics in the world on that show.
And well, we have all headliners.
Yes.
Basically.
And sometimes, like a guy like Patton Oswalt will tell us, I'll do it, but I'd like to go early.
Yeah.
So now we're putting people like that early.
Yeah. So you've got these guys who usually only go last, all going first. So it's like laughter, I don't know. It's like an audience only has so much in them of laughter, I believe.
Right.
And at a certain point, they're like, I'm exhausted from laughing. And then it's like, and now Eddie Ift.
And we had, if I recall correctly, we had Jim Jefferies.
Right.
We had a bunch of different people. We asked them all to close. None of them would. And to your credit, you let
you
us.
Stepped up.
You stepped didn't up. Step up as much as we pushed him out.
We
you did,
did
us a solid, though.
We
but
did.
He did us a solid.
And he cursed us. Oh, my God.
Now, Eddie, help us out then, because we're obviously in the planning stages for April Fool's Just 2015. Do we have too many acts on that bill? Should we not have 6 comedians? Is that too much?
No, it's interesting. It's. I forget who I followed. It always has to do with, like, it's weird. There's, like, an art. Some guys, like, can book – like, there are certain comedy clubs in this country that can do it that have, like, act after act after act that are so big that you can do it. Like, there's some guys you can't follow and there's some guys you can.
Does it depend on what, their style?
Kind of their style and kind of their act. And I remember I did it another year where I followed Tim Minchin, and he was, like, the perfect person to follow because our acts are so distinctly different.
Wow. Right.
He's amazing. But after the music, then and what he does, and it's so intellectual. And then you have me and my
it's sort of intellectual
fart jokes.
Your fart jokes.
Yeah.
Sort of
yeah.
low key as
yes.
well. He's just sort of you have to really pay attention.
And then I remember that year. That was the year that Lisa got the lap dance from Brad Williams.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
And the
okay.
whole time I was just like, thank God. Thank God I'm not going
You're
after
not following that.
I would fall. That was like watching Jeff Dunham without Jeff Dunham.
I don't even know what that means.
It was just a puppet.
Right. You would have had to give Lisa a lap dance. That's what would have had to happen.
I don't know what I could do to have topped that. Yeah. There was nothing that I could have done.
But when that happened, Jay Moore, who was backstage, said, we're all just playing for second place
right.
now. You know what I mean? Like, he even gave it up. Like, what are you going to do?
It was pretty amazing.
We are we're excited to have you back. Eddie Ift is going to be playing the Irvine Improv, as I mentioned, improv.com. It's been a while since you played around town, right?
Yeah, I was just over in Norway. I played Denmark and Norway.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. You went to Norway?
I don't know why. I have no idea.
Do they know who you are in Norway? Are you big
they
for,
did.
On the YouTube or what?
Weirdly, my podcast is more global than it is. Like, I have weird fans all over the world. And
well,
like,
America hates you, idiot.
I'm starting to sense that. I'm going to these countries, and it's so weird.
Do you
when
make that part of a big tour, or is it just you go there?
It was my agent. It's weird. I got these phone calls. Like, when I went to India, I got a phone call from my agent. He said, they want you in India. And I went, too bad.
Right.
And he goes, like, they want you there. And I was like, oh, come on. And he's like, no, really, they want you in India.
And part of it is that you're thinking about the 20-hour flight to get there, right?
Yeah, the 20-hour flight. And then
– and by the way, you included that as you closed the April Foolishness last year.
Oh, I did?
Yes, and that may have been a complete right decision. Your gut should have been not to go. Right?
Yeah.
Your gut said no.
Yes, my gut said no, and right. My gut got there and went, this is the worst decision you've ever made because...
For 100 different reasons.
Yes, it was... Dr. Drew warned me, too.
Did he?
Dr. Drew was like, you're going to India? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, why? And I said, because I'm going to do shows. And he goes, you're going to die. And I went, no.
When Dr. Drew tells you that.
He goes, did you get your shots? And I go, no. He goes, go tomorrow. And I said, why? He goes, you're going to die. He goes, they have diseases there that if you get, you can't come back. And I go,
meaning they won't let you back
in? Yeah, they won't let you back in if you have that. And I said.
And they'll let people in with Ebola.
Yeah. And I go, so then what do I do? He goes, you're Indian.
That's like, it. You just,
like, you're just going to live there.
You just move there. You just said for your stuff.
You and your typhoid fever.
How many shots did you have to get?
I forget. I went to this travel doctor. The best part is he pulls them out in front of me, like a whole tray of them. And I called him on the phone. I go, hey, I'm coming down. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to India. He said, what parts? I had to tell him what parts. And he goes, okay.
Hang on. I have to order some more shots.
He's like, I'll see you here on Tuesday. So I show up on Tuesday and he's got like all these shots. And I go, are those all for me? And he goes, well, I'll tell you what it's for, and you tell me if you want it or not.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I get to choose. The first one, he goes, this is for hepatitis A. And I said, what's that? He goes, that's like a foodborne illness. And I go, oh, so it's like born in the food. And he goes, no, more like somebody's going to take a dump on their hand and then cook your food. And I was like, I'll take three of those right there. You put one in my neck, one in my eyeball. I'll butt chug one of those. I'll take
any. How do you butt chug a shot?
I don't know.
India has over a billion people, way more than a billion people now. And isn't the statistic like 94% of them or something don't have running water or something crazy like that, Eddie? I mean, it's a tragic nation.
We played I guess you had to be pretty wealthy to come to our show. And we played to like 5,000 people every night.
Wow.
Yeah, and it didn't go well.
Why?
Well, my opening joke was...
How about that food?
No, it was...
How about that butt chugging?
My opening joke was, so I've never met any of you before, but I think I've talked to all of you on the phone.
Nice. I like it.
And you
little
didn't
customer service
that.
Comedy.
Any night.
No, but I mean, they were, like I said one night, I said, looking out at this audience, I said, this looks like every Ivy League school that I play at in America. And no laugh. And so at the meet and greets afterwards, some girl came up to me. She goes, you know why we didn't laugh at that one joke? And I go, why? She goes, well, he went to Dartmouth. He went to Harvard. Yeah. I went to Stanford. Yeah. And I was like they have a – like their upper class is super educated. Like you see people that are like super educated that like live in – there's a billion-dollar house.
Billion-dollar
in Mumbai, there's a billion-dollar house. But then there's like – I saw a guy in the street – taking a dump and the dog was eating it.
No!
Like it.
All right. Good morning.
All right.
Well,
I think it's not ideal if you're eating.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
I didn't know if I'm crossing the FCC lines.
No, that's fine, but please. We have listeners. We have listeners. All right. We got to take a break here. Eddie Ift is here.
Try that scrapple.
This weekend, more with our guest right after this on K-Rock. Our friend Eddie Ift in studio with us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is playing the Irvine Improv for 5 shows this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets just $15 at improv.com. By the way, in Eddie's official bio, Kevin, I don't know if you saw this or not, it says that he was suspended and or expelled from grade school, junior high school, and college.
Yeah,
he
ruled. Fantastic, Eddie.
My dad said I was consistent.
Consistent is correct. Everywhere you went, they didn't want you.
How's the podcast, by the way?
Oh, it's the one we're airing right now is a 24-hour episode. We did a 24-hour episode that you guys helped me with, and I successfully.
I tuned in for that. I saw that. There were a lot of drunk people on that episode.
Yeah, drunk and I don't know what else. But we raised all the money for the Bingle Bus. Thanks for the help. Thanks for all your fans that kicked in. And we now.
Explain the Bingle Bus.
The Bingle Bus is it's going to be a mobile talk show.
Okay.
And guests hate coming to my house. I mean, they enjoy it once they're there. But I know how I am about podcasts when people are like, hey, come over and do my podcast. I'm like, what time? I got to drive all the way across town.
How far is it?
Yeah. So now we are bringing the podcast to them.
That's so smart.
All right.
And it's more than a podcast. It's going to be video, too. And it's you literally are going to walk into this short school bus and inside.
It's short?
Yes, it is short.
Good.
I bought it already.
I like it.
which is a funny story, but we bought the bus and inside it'll look like a really cool like TV studio.
Wow.
So when I went to buy it, it's not easy to buy a school bus. I went to a school bus dealer.
Yeah, I was going to say, where would you even go? I wouldn't even know where to
look. Out to the middle of Colton. A&Z bus sales.
And they just have a whole bunch of buses that are on the
so
lot?
So many buses.
Wow, that's interesting.
So I said to the guy, I said, what do I do? He goes, well, bring your mechanic out. He looks at it, and you decide if you want it and that. So one of the guys that works for me had his father come, who's a registered diesel mechanic. So he came out with me. And on the way, I had this fun idea. I said, don't speak any English. He speaks Spanish. I said, don't speak any English and just yell about the bus. Just scream really loud and maybe we can get him to bring the price down.
I like it. So hoping the guy wouldn't know Spanish.
So then it just got to be more fun. And all he was doing was kicking tires. Like, he didn't even open up the hood. He would just kick tires and be like, no bueno! No bueno! And the guy, the salesman's like, is this guy really a mechanic? And I said, we called all these places. We couldn't get mechanics, so we went by Home Depot. And I just asked the guy there that, you know, takes care of all that. I said, do you have anyone that's a mechanic? And he sent this guy. And I said, I can't speak to him, so I don't know. So he started trying to drink antifreeze. And I said, we need to test drive it. And
by the way, this isn't being filmed. This isn't for TV.
We filmed it. We filmed it.
Oh, you did. Okay, good. I was going to say, because Eddie is now just entertaining himself at this point. Well, happens too.
It was, yeah, exactly. So at one point I said, can we test drive it? And the guy's father starts going, liquor store, liquor store. And so the guy goes, I got to go get my mechanic. I don't trust your mechanic. At least maybe
the seller says this.
Yeah. So his mechanic shows up and he happens to be Mexican and speaks Spanish. So when he goes inside the bus with the guy, I whisper in his ear and tell him what we're doing.
Okay.
And I go, keep this up.
Nice.
So now I've got the other mechanic on it. And the guy's screaming, no bueno. And now his mechanic is going, he's right.
So, part of the reason you had to get the bus was not just for transportation, not just to go to people's houses, was because your wife and soon-to-be kid don't want your freak show at the house, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's happening here.
They didn't want it so badly they made me move from Venice. I had to leave Venice so that she had to remove me from the situation. So I'm now up in a canyon being hunted by coyotes on a daily basis.
When do you hit the road with the bingo bus ready to work?
Well, right now we have the bus that's sitting in the parking lot of my friend's CrossFit gym at Paradiso CrossFit, and I'm trying to find people. Like, people are designing the logo us, yeah. My podcast.
Who's going to design the studio inside?
That's a good question.
You don't know.
Well, one of the fans who donated a lot of money, Randy Puga, is doing it, and he's like a set designer on films and stuff. So he's like drawn up some sketches and stuff, and the fans are already, where's the stripper pole and where's the liquor cabinet? And I'm like, it's not going to be.
Oh, it's going to be.
It is going to be.
Come on. So we're eventually 5 years away from the bingo bus.
No, I'm hoping 2 months. I'm hoping like January we're going to have it going, and I will definitely, there will be something where I will have the whole Kevin and Bean show on it.
Fantastic.
And I don't know it'll be like if we pull up to like an event and do like a pre-show or something. Like, that's what's so great about it. We can go to Coachella. We can go to, different places, Burning Man, and we can do the show from there and get like really interesting people on. And
Fun.
I was kind of bored of my podcast, so this is going to be fun.
Eddie, we're almost out of time here, but I have to ask, is this your first child that's about to
that I know of?
Yeah, I wanted to circle back to that.
How are we feeling about that, Eddie?
Well, I don't know if it's the first. I check Facebook a lot to see how those kids are growing and what they look like. But
are we terrified or are we excited or are we what?
Totally honest.
When you say we, are you talking about him?
Yes.
I'm talking about you.
Totally honest?
Yeah.
Terrified out of my mind. Like, beyond belief.
Good. You should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you weren't, I would worry about you.
It has to help you to look at Kevin and to know Kevin and realize that he raised two children.
How
right?
Dare
you. So they survived. Right. So if his kids can survive, your kids can survive.
Kevin always jokes around and he looked at me with those dead serious eyes like, you should be. And that's what I'm getting.
Here's the thing. Here's what you need to know. A, when they're two, they're smarter than you, really, for reals.
And B, you won't have any answers.
Yeah.
And you'll just end up guessing. And I remember at the point I was thinking to my mom and dad, like, I thought they knew everything. It turns out you know nothing. Zero.
You and every other married guy with a child talks to me like I've just been issued my desert fatigues and I'm going to war.
Yes, but you're going to lose that war. And it's okay. It's okay. Just know you're going to lose it and you'll be cool.
Don't expect to have all the answers. That's what you're saying,
right,
Kevin?
I just keep thinking how
they
leave.
Win.
I think what's going to happen is that Eddie is going to suddenly want to be on the road a lot more. That's what's going to happen.
It's probably good.
I'll come back when he's six. That's what Eddie's going to be.
I see his 4-year-old stealing the bus. That's what I see. Driving away.
All right. Irvine Improv. 2 shows Friday night, 2 shows Saturday night, and then Sunday night. Tickets are just $15. You can't get a better deal than that to see Eddie Ift in the beautiful Improv of Irvine. Eddie, stick around because we got a big announcement about Miss Double December 2015 we want to make next, and we want you to help us with it. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's very exciting. You know, the holidays are here. Once Halloween comes and goes, we're off and running, right? We just announced the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert yesterday. Tickets go on sale this Friday at noon. And now it's time to announce Miss Double December 2015, the most wonderful time of the year. Hit it, Steve!
Sorry, I hit it a couple of seconds ago.
Damn it, Steve.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
My nipples are so hard.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
By beeping that, no one knows what we're talking about.
That's right.
That's what I hope. That's cool.
Comedian Eddie Ift in studio with us. Eddie, have you I know you listen to the show from time to time. Are you familiar with Miss Double December?
Absolutely.
You know how that whole deal works.
I've met one of yours, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the greatest idea that we ever had on this program. And I think how far back do you think we go now? David King of Mexico might know, our producer. How many years have we been doing Miss Double D? It's got to be more than 10 now, right?
I think Dave started in 08. Which is basically, I think, as far back as he knows.
Is this your most popular thing? Is this what fans get involved in more than anything?
Yeah, it's the only reason we do it, because we don't care about it.
We do it for the kids,
Eddie. I mean, it's for other people's entertainment, not ours.
I will tell you that it is the only live broadcast that we do all year that anyone cares about. And we do webcast it as well. And whatever else K-Rock is doing, we have some of the biggest bands in the world down at the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. I mean, whatever numbers they pull are nothing compared to when we do the live broadcast from the Slide Bar in Fullerton, the Miss Double D pageant.
America.
I mean, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, man. The whole world is tuned in to see the broadcast. The event this year is going to be on December the 5th, again at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, which is the home of the Miss Double December pageant. But we are looking for you, ladies, if you would like to be Miss Double D. Kevin, what's in it for the girls?
They get to go, first of all, to everything we do.
Yeah.
So Acoustic Christmas both nights. Weenie Rose they get to go to, any singles parties that we have.
April Foolishness,
where they can meet Eddie Ift, possibly, if he's not dead.
If we do any breakfasts with, like this this past year, we did breakfast with Jack White, for instance.
They get their leg humped by Brad Williams.
That is part of the package. Yes.
That is part of it. Brad tells me he's going to try to be there this year, by the way. He missed last year, but he says he's going to try to be there this year.
That's how we met Brad, is he was on the side of the stage. We had just named Miss Double December. I don't even remember which year.
And he was in her cleavage.
Well, not yet, but he said, he poked at my leg and he said, do you want me to hump her leg? Now, to me, that's an obvious answer. The answer is yes. So he ran out and humped her leg, and she was scared, and thus a friendship was born.
Well, we have the entry forms up right now at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. Here are some of the details. Submissions are open now. We're looking for 3 photos of you, and you fill out a little entry form to tell us a little bit about yourself. And the deadline is going to be a week from Friday. That's next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, November 21st at 10 a.m. And then we'll come back after the weekend, Thanksgiving week, and announce the top 10 finalists. Online voting will be then open at krock.com.
We shouldn't have to say this, but we do, so I'm going to have to clarify. The 3 photos
I don't know. Make them from this year. Okay? Okay. We're not looking for your 20-year-old shots.
Do can I ask a question?
Yeah,
do
sure.
These girls, do they usually win? They're all natural? Or
There's a healthy combination.
Oh, really? Yeah. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
And we don't discriminate. As far as we are concerned, boobs are boobs. You know what I mean? And there's no such thing as real or fake when it comes to Miss Double D. And we have had both. Which one do you know, Eddie? Which one did you have on the podcast? You had Joanna, right? Miss Double December 12th?
I can't remember. I know that two of our interns, the ones that I painted in tuxedos,
right,
were fighting over. Like, they both thought they had a chance. Neither of them ever did.
That's the amazing thing about guys.
Well, they're so
delusional.
It doesn't
matter who you are. You think, hey, you know what? I know it's a tiny, tiny chance, but it's there.
Well, that's the weirdest thing of all. That was the show that they wanted to come to the show, and I said only if they go in black tie, and they said they don't own them, so I painted them in tuxedos. And I've never seen them more confident in their lives. Like, they felt like they were superheroes or something. Like, they had on these and I'm like, you're naked.
Yeah.
You've got a thong on. And you're hitting on girls that you never have a chance of ever getting, but somehow you think because you're wearing a painted-on tuxedo, they might consider you.
And they're not exactly the type of guy you would want to see naked.
No, right. Not at all.
One other thing about the pictures that we shouldn't have to say, but headshots.
No.
Well, it's Miss Double December. So we get a lot of headshots that it's just,
when you
just
say,
from the neck up.
When you say they
that
fill,
doesn't help us.
When you say they fill out stuff about, like, a couple questions telling you about themselves, does that have any?
Yeah.
Do you really,
does.
Do you really
it does.
Read
it
about
does.
Me? You
we
like
are
the looking
personal? Looking for person. Okay. Absolutely. We are looking for. I mean, this is not just.
Spend time with them.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
This is not just a photo shoot. I
because
mean, this
we
is,
do hang out with them.
Oh, okay. I
so
see.
We want them to be cool.
Oh, I see.
So far, so good.
Isn't it amazing for those people who think that gorgeous women with impossible figures are dumb? Isn't it amazing how smart and how great so many of our Miss Double Decembers have been? I mean, like, super, really, like, having it together ladies, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what absolutely. I mean? Like, Brittany, for instance, inspirational to me. Lux, we love. Joanna was great. Christine was great. I mean, we really have had a phenomenal batch of Miss Double Decembers. And we are looking for you if you want to be Miss Double December 2015. We just put the page up this morning. You have until a week from Friday to send in your photos and fill it out. And, I mean, look, Acoustic Christmas is next month. That's reason enough to try to enter to be Miss Double December, right? You get to go to those shows with us.
Take us to both nights, yeah.
And a side note, I'll lobby for you. My email address is...
You can actually tweet Eddie at Eddie F.
Yeah. Tweet me at Eddie F.
Right, and then he'll help. He'll help judge.
I know I'm going to get so many penis pictures
it
now.
Comes out.
I know it.
You can take some of Lisa's.
Yes,
she gets
I have
them.
Tons.
She gets
do
them
you
all
really?
The time.
Yes, I do.
That's awesome.
We will. She's always looking for them too, which is odd. It seems like she has enough.
I'm not really looking for
but them. But then she says, "I'd like more."
You guys keep telling me.
So we go. All right.
Send them.
I can't wait to send you one.
Yeah. Can't wait for you to do that.
We're out of time. Miss Double D is up at kevinandbean.com if you want to check it out. The great Eddie F, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend at the Irvine
Thank
Improv.
Thanks for having me.
$15 improv.com. We'll see you soon, man.
See you.
Anyway, coming up, I've got to tell you that this Friday night at 11 p.m., if you have HBO, Sonic Highways.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, the Foo Fighters are going to visit yours truly. Mm-hmm. I'll be on being interviewed by Pat Smear.
That's true, right.
At my apartment in my Bingenheimer Manor.
Poor Pat.
So that's this Friday at 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. on HBO.
HBO.
Sonic Highways.
Got it. Sonic Highways.
Foo Fighters TV special. They've been doing
special,
on HBO at 11 p.m. on Friday.
Right.
On HBO.
Right.
Yes, Sonic Highways.
You said that.
Lands its way over to my pad.
Does it land its way over?
They interview me, and you get to check out what's happening at my pad.
By the way,
and that's Friday night.
Can you stop telling us it's Friday night, 11 o'clock?
You have HBO.
Stop yes.
Saying, I have ways to get HBO.
Right.
Try and check it out.
Okay.
Foo Fighters been stopping off in all these different cities, interviewing people.
Now there's your pad.
So that's this Friday at 11 p.m. on HBO.
All right, we got it, Rodney. So thank you very much.
Last week it was Austin. This week it is Los Angeles. And by the way, Rodney is telling the truth. He's in it.
He's on the show.
That should be good.
At Bingenheimer Manor.
Can't wait.
Which is a one-bedroom apartment over Cantor's or whatever the hell he lives.
From the TV show Grace Point on Fox, the great David Tennant, believe it or not, joins us right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the show, Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
I'm surprised Ralph's letting us in on this interview. I feel like he...
Well, you're not going to be talking about wibbly-wombly, timey-wimey stuff, so... I'll let you go talk about Grace Point.
Okay. All right.
Or Broadchurch.
Or both. Yeah, star both.
Yeah. That's right. Speaking of stars, a lot of stars have people who run things for them. Like Kevin. Kevin's surrounded by assistants 24 hours.
Oh, he's got Linus.
That's right.
He's got Lupita.
And apparently the comedy legend Bill Cosby has a social media team that manages his nearly 4 million Twitter followers and his presence online. And apparently they thought it was a good idea when they created the Cosby meme generator. Seems like a lot of people take Bill Cosby's face and make cute little internet memes with it regarding, you know, Jell-O pudding pops and things like that. So on Monday, they tweeted, go ahead, meme me. And they created a meme generator, which are a series of photographs from Cosby during the Cosby Show era. And then you put your own clever sayings on top of them. And then you can, you know, circulate them around the internet.
Can I guess where this is going? Everybody was super nice and flattering.
Well, it turns out, and I guess Cosby's people didn't know about this, a lot of people are talking about Bill Cosby being a rapist these days. And so the vast majority of the memes were people making pointed references to his numerous rape allegations. For example, pictures of Cosby in a Cosby sweater rolling his eyes saying, my two favorite things, Jell-O pudding and rape, was one of the memes that was going around.
Wow.
Cosby holding two birthday cakes, looking very happy, about to eat one of them. The meme says, my hands are full. You will have to rape yourself.
Oh, no.
And on and on and on until yesterday in the afternoon, the meme generator was discontinued.
Wouldn't you have given anything to see the moment that Bill Cosby saw that and then the message that he had to give to his team, his social media team?
Actually, one of the memes is a picture of Cosby from The Cosby Show looking very upset, saying, my social media team did what? So I thought that was my favorite one ever.
So they're looking for a new social media director over at Cosby Enterprises.
I believe that is the case, yeah. If you go to hashtag Cosby meme, though, you can still probably check out a few that are lingering on Twitter. So.
I know these allegations have been around for a long time, and it's multiple women, right, Ralph?
Yeah, 13, I think.
I think that's the number I've heard, too. But it really seems to be getting some traction now. You saw that Queen Latifah canceled his appearance the other day.
No, I did not see that.
Was he ever convicted? Charged?
No, but he did settle a lawsuit in 2006 with a woman who said he drugged and sexually assaulted her in 2004 at his home in Philadelphia. He settled and paid her out of court to drop the court.
And that doesn't mean he's guilty.
Not at all, no.
There are several other women who have come forward with shockingly similar stories, and that gives you pause. But he is a doctor, so, I mean, he should know what he's doing.
Doctor. He is a doctor.
You didn't see the show, Kevin?
On Cosby, the TV show, which is fiction.
He's also a doctor.
That's actually true.
Education.
Oh. It's different.
It's an honorary doctorate, I think, but still, he gets to examine you.
He doesn't.
Without your clothes on. That's what doctors do.
I don't think an honorary doctor does.
Then he has some explaining to do for that prostate exam that he gave me. Just bend over and breathe normally. Well, I put on the latex glove. Excuse me. Are you familiar with Geezer?
Geezer?
Geezer.
What is Geezer?
Geezer.
It's a random name for an old person, right?
Geezer.
Right.
Is a movie about the midlife crisis of a husband and father who on his 40th birthday decides to revisit his punk rock past by throwing an extravagant party in the presidential suite of the Drake Hotel, where he encounters his beautiful ex-girlfriend and former bandmates who have since moved on to bigger and better things. Interesting?
Maybe. Who's in it?
Billy Joe Armstrong stars.
Yes.
In the lead. And they just cast the supporting cast around him. Judy Greer.
Love her.
Fred Armisen.
Love him.
And Selma Blair will all be starring in that.
Yes.
How interesting does that sound? I want to see that right now, please.
Is that an option?
It does not. We'll have to wait until they film it. But I think it sounds interesting. I think Billy Joe is really stretching as a performer and as an actor. I guess his little turn on Broadway maybe gave him a bug.
This is America. I want it now.
Man, that's the truth. Today's celebrity birthdays. Stanley Tucci. He's 54 years old today. Calista Flockhart also turns 50. Leonardo DiCaprio is 40 years old today. Eagles quarterback Mark Sanchez, local boy. Of course, went to USC. Lives here in the Southland. I flew back on a flight from Philadelphia to Los Angeles with Sanchez sitting in front of me.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you bug him the whole time?
I did not. I left him alone, but he seemed like a very nice guy, and he was very pleasant to everyone. He is 28 years old today. Happy birthday, Mr. Sanchez.
How would you feel about Mr. Sanchez if he were quarterbacking the Giants?
I would not like him.
Would he then have been a dick on that flight?
No, he wouldn't have been a dick because he really did. His behavior wouldn't have changed, but I still wouldn't have liked him.
Okay.
Those are the rules of the NFL. I mean, yeah. Ralph doesn't have a choice.
If he had, if he was quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, I would have jettisoned him from the plane.
Again, sure,
I would
no
have
choice.
Opened the emergency door and kicked him out.
And not a jury in this country would have convicted you.
No, indeed. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We got tickets for you from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the top of every hour for the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert, Saturday and Sunday, December 13th and 14th at the Forum. That means you can win your way into night number two in less than 60 minutes from right now. That's with Smashing Pumpkins and U2 and Weezer and Imagine Dragons and so much more. Your chance to win coming up at 9 o'clock. You guys remember when I used to come in here earlier in the year and tell you that Broadchurch was my whole life. I was obsessed with that show. I watched every minute of every episode. And then I heard the news, and it was a surprise to me that they were going to remake the TV show Broadchurch for an American audience with virtually an all-new cast and call it Grace Point, which is currently airing on Fox. And I thought, well, I've already seen the show. I don't need to see the show again. But I love that David Tennant, so I'm going to tune in and watch it. I'm now hooked, and I've watched every single episode of the American version, so I've watched the same show twice in a row
because
of this man that's on the phone right now, who I've now spent more time with this year than I have outside. Hi, David Tennant. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, sir.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. I'm sure you heard from a lot of people the same question that I had when I saw the news about Grace Point coming to Fox, which is why remake something that's already nearly perfect?
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Well, because lots of people in America hadn't seen it. So, you know, it was a great story that was worth telling again, I suppose.
Do you think that there were people who just thought, well, maybe some of the accents were too tough for American ears and you kind of needed to redo it in our language?
Yeah, I have been told that. I mean, I don't know how easy you found it to follow, but I do sort of mumble in a Scottish accent quite a lot, which I think is a bit defeating for some people outside Scotland, let alone in America. So... and I think also it's a story about a small community, and I think maybe it helps if that community is closer to home. I don't know.
It's a
great story. Tell it a million times, I say.
It is a great story. It's just sort of a weird situation where you did it and you're doing it again so quickly.
Yeah, but it's just, if you know it works and somebody wants to make it again, you think, well, that's better than taking a gamble on some new thing.
Yeah,
right. And I've heard you say in interviews before, Mr. Tennant, you know, as a stage actor, you're used to doing a role over and over and over again and being able to find something new in every performance.
Well, exactly, yeah. And that's when you're literally doing the same thing eight times a week. You know, this is just the second time with a whole new bunch of people. And also, it's not quite the same story, as you'll see increasingly as the weeks go on.
Tell us about working with Anna Gunn, who we know, of course, from Breaking Bad. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's pretty special. Yeah. No, she's fantastic and a joy to work with. And that was, which is a relief. You know, you turn up in some foreign country and you're thrust together with these people for goodness knows how long. You think you've got to get on. So thankfully it was Anna Gunn. It could have been a horrible experience.
Is that a fear with every single project?
Yeah, every time. It's a gamble. Most actors.
What if I hate this person?
95% of actors are really lovely, great people, easy to get on with. But there's a few actors that may surprise you to hear have some egos on them.
Sure.
What?
Just occasionally, just now and again. And that can be, you know, that's not necessarily the most fun to have to deal with. So I like working with the nice people.
I just love that somewhere some of your castmates, like Michael Pena or Nick Nolte, Jackie Weaver, the great cast you have on Graceport, I love that at one point they were saying to their agents, what do you know about this Tennant guy? He could be a dick. Yeah. Do I really want to take this job?
Anna Gunn had the same fear.
Of course she did. Yeah. Actors are all phoning around everyone they know before they start a new job. So I'm working with this guy. What do you know about him? You did a job with him 15 years ago. Do you hate him? Did you sleep with him? All that goes on, yeah.
Now he's a Doctor Who. He can't be a cool guy, can he?
Yeah.
This is the voice of David Tennant here on the Kevin Beach Show. We're talking about his show called Grace Point, which is outstanding. It airs Thursday nights at 9 on Fox. And by the way, you can go back to the beginning on demand and watch the episodes to get caught up. And you very well should.
should. You've had a remarkable career, David, in that you have known from the time you were a very small child that you wanted to be an actor. Have you ever had to have a non-acting job?
Well, I've done little fill-in things. You know, I was a waiter briefly, and I delivered flowers once when I was really quite young still, as a teenager. Little bits and pieces, but I've never had to properly have a proper job. I would be terrible at it. It's just as well.
But when you were delivering flowers, I mean, were you going, no, this is not going the way I'd hoped, or it's going to happen?
No, I was still at school then. I mean, that was me just sort of trying to make, you know, no, that was, I was a terrible, weird, awkward teenager delivering flowers, you know, to people who were having relationships with other human beings. something of which I could only dream at that stage.
I don't know anything about this, but here's some flowers.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, you guys do this. This is like a thing. I don't know.
We were saying earlier this morning when we were promoting that you were coming on that you're way too classy for our little dog and pony show. At 25 years old, you joined the Royal Shakespeare Company. Is that unusual to be a member of that group so young?
No, because you know, the Shakespeare plays have characters of all ages in it. So I wasn't particularly. No, there's lots of. In fact, a lot of people go to the RSC straight from drama school. It's a sort of training often for young actors. It's a great place to be though.
And then you have stuck with it though, and it seems like something you always go back to. And you played Richard II recently, and of course you got a lot of acclaim for Hamlet. I mean, what is it you get out of the stage work that you like that's different from the movie and TVs?
Well, particularly with Shakespeare, the writing's quite good. He sort of knew what he was doing.
He was good, always, Shakespeare?
Yeah.
What?
No, honestly, believe me, it's true. It's been proven and everything. So, you know, it's just always nice to have those words in your mouth, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Why does it sound so dirty the way you
know.
Say it, though?
That was a strange thing, if you know what I mean.
Perhaps it's my accent. I'm sorry.
Was there, in our remaining moments, sir, and you're very kind to give us the time here today, but we have
to
ask.
I would give you guys, I first came to LA in 1997, and I discovered your show. How old are you now, by the way?
79?
let's maybe not bring that up, all right? We appreciate you tuning in.
You're what I turn on as soon as I come to L.A. It's the greatest show there is.
Aww. If that's true, we're going to have you in.
Please do.
Yeah, sir. Oh, we'd love that. We'd absolutely love that. And maybe we'll have a chance to explore this more if we can get you in. But I have to know, was there any fear in your mind when you decided to become the 10th Doctor Who? Is that the type of decision that is a difficult one to take on, like becoming the president? There's so much pressure involved in it. Do I want it?
There's much more pressure than being the president.
Yeah.
I mean, people love that show with a passion greater than they love their children. You know, it has devoted followers, and I was one of them. So yeah, I was trepidatious about getting it wrong or about breaking it, but at the same time, having been offered the chance, it would have been madness to turn it down. Yeah.
And of course, you were part of the reboot, but then the handoff to Matt after that, and it's continued on since then. I mean, the rebirth of this show and how successful it has become in America just must make you so proud, too.
I'm so proud, I mean, this is something I grew up with when it was, you know, it's been part of the cultural furniture in Britain longer than I've been alive. But no, I'm so proud that it's, you know, that I have to wear a cap now in L.A. to walk down the street, and that's because of Doctor Who, and it's a great show. It's the greatest idea. It's a brilliant show, and I'm delighted that it's thriving. Yeah.
Well, you certainly have provided us so many hours of entertainment, and we are going to take you up on that offer to come in on the show if you're in Los Angeles sometime.
It would be a pleasure.
And you have a chance. Folks, I can't urge you enough to check out Grace Point. It's on Thursday nights at 9 on Fox, and it is fantastic. David Tennant alone is reason to tune in for the show, but what a great cast, as we mentioned. Anna Gunn and Michael Pena, Nick Nolte, Jackie Weaver. Yeah. Great, great cast. Great, great show. David, let's do it again soon, sir. Thanks so much for the time.
I hope so. Thanks for having me. Bye for now.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We mentioned the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. It's Saturday and Sunday, December 13 and 14. If you want to get those tickets, they're on sale Friday at noon. You do have to be a street team member. Please
do it.
Please understand that information. You have to be a street
do
team
it.
Member. You go to K-Rock, you sign up. It takes a couple of seconds. If you don't like follow-up emails, use it to get the code, buy your tickets, and then just say no more.
Yeah.
It's fine. But you got to go get it, and then you'll get a password, and you need the password to buy the tickets on Friday.
You guys think it'll sell out this year? I'm a little bit worried.
I think we're getting the word out.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Shows are
I hope
pretty
so.
Good.
Yeah. Nervous. Hey, yesterday, very early in the program, we told you a story out of
Sydney.
Someplace. Florida. Out of Florida. Boca Raton, an amazing medical miracle that is going to lead up to a woman being dead and then coming back to life. And we're going to be looking for your telephone calls. If you are one of those, you can say fortunate or unfortunate, depending on how you frame it, I guess, in your mind. You were involved in something there. You died, but then came back to life. We want to hear your story at 1-800-520-1067. Here's a 40-year-old woman who goes in to have a cesarean section to give birth to her baby daughter. This happened on September the 23rd. In the United States, very rarely are there problems with births anymore.
Yeah, I mean, true.
If you're being born in a hospital, there's a pretty darn good chance of the mother and the child surviving. Well, something went wrong, and they think it had something to do with the amniotic fluid, like what they call an amniotic fluid embolism, which is where the fluid leaks into the bloodstream, and it causes blood clots, and it leads to cardiac arrest. They think that's what happened in this case. Usually that's what's diagnosed post-mortem, after the patient dies as a result of this happening in childbirth. She stopped breathing, and she didn't breathe for 3 hours. The baby was fine. They took the baby out of there. Doctors worked on her for 3 hours trying to get her back.
Is anybody else surprised that they would work on somebody for 3 hours?
Yes.
Stunned. Yeah. I mean,
I've seen TV shows, and they wait like 14 seconds.
Right.
And then they call it.
I'm no doctor, and I don't know anything about medicine, but it seems to me that if you're massaging the heart of a patient – now, she was still breathing for the first 2 hours and 15 minutes of it at least, so at least they thought they had a chance. But then after that, no pulse. So for the last 45 minutes, she's got no pulse and she's not breathing, and they're still working on her.
And then they call in the family and they go, we did everything we could.
Yes.
Beep. Beep.
As they're preparing to call the time of death – she miraculously, and we have no idea how or why, resuscitates herself. She just comes back.
That's unbelievable.
And she said, just kidding.
And shockingly, and this is the most amazing part of all, like that's not a miracle enough, that 3 hours of not breathing, 45 seconds with no pulse, she comes back. That's miracle one. Miracle two is no brain damage. She and the baby are home, healthy as can be, and recovering perfectly.
I want to be in that hospital.
No kidding.
Those people are great.
Well, maybe not. I mean, they finished working
on
her.
But no brain damage. I mean, they clearly were
keeping her oxygen
going.
I didn't die for 3 hours, and I have brain damage. That's not cool.
It is estimated that amniotic fluid embolisms cause up to 10% of maternal deaths in developed countries, according to the Mayo Clinic. Death can occur within an hour of the start of symptoms. This rare complication occurs in 1 in 15,200 deliveries in North America, which is more common than I thought it was.
Yeah, wow.
So it's something that where they were certainly aware of that could happen. But what's it like for this woman? I was curious what it would be like for her to have experienced being dead. This article that I'm looking at says that she says she told her sister that she saw their deceased father while she was gone, and he told her that she needs to come back, meaning don't die. In a follow-up with one of the physicians, she looked him dead in the eye and said, you don't have to be afraid of dying. So this is this is the holy grail for people who have questions about what it's like when you die, is to be able to talk to somebody who actually did die and find out what they saw or heard.
I remember that
fascinated
movie
with stories like that.
Remember that movie with Kiefer Sutherland, I want to say?
Oh.
Yes.
And they're medical students, and they kill each other so that they can experience it, and then they bring them back?
Yes.
That's right.
To try and find out what it's like, what they see, what they experience?
Well, I can't wait to talk to the Kevin and Bean listeners. It's called Flatliners, I'm being told,
That's right.
Was the movie. 1-800-520-1067. If you died, what was it like for you? And part two of my question is going to be, what's it been like for you since? Having cheated death, how has that changed the way you live the rest of your life? Because I would think that there's no bigger wake-up call to how short and how precious life is than when you actually die.
Than
right?
dying?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So, Jacob, you hang on. We're going to get to you first. Everybody else, give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. If you're one of these people who died and came back, we want to talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Thanks for tuning in. Your chance to win tickets to the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert in 20 minutes from right now for night number two, featuring U2, Smashing Pumpkins, Weezer, and so much more. Stick around for that. Listener Mike called in, Kevin, but he could not stay on the line, so he wrote to us on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page about people who have died and then come back to life. He says he crashed his truck. He was in a coma for 2.5 weeks. He said while he was gone, quote unquote, he met his dad's dead brother, whom he had never met in real life.
who he'd never met in real life.
How about that?
So then he later saw pictures and knew that that was him?
That was him. Yep. Family was brought in with a priest to bless him, and then he woke up from his coma. So he is a survivor. He was in a coma for 2.5 weeks, and he's back. Yeah, we'll take comas, too, but we're looking for you if you died at 1-800-520-1067.
Coma is a distant second.
We want to know, what's that like? Let's go to Jacob. He's up first. He's in Pleasanton on line one, please.
Thanks for holding, Jacob.
Hey, guys. Well, first of all, you should know what it's like to die and come back to life. You die on the radio every day.
See?
Oh, you did it. Good one.
I broke my ankle, and I had a bad reaction to propofol, and I flatlined for about 30 seconds.
They were doing surgery on your ankle?
Yeah, okay. I was stupid like Kevin and was skateboarding when I was an adult and fell down and broke my ankle.
Sweet. Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
All right, so they're using propofol.
Yeah, so they're using propofol, and I guess I flatlined for 30 seconds. I woke up, my mom was crying and everything like that, and I was like, what's wrong? And she looked at me and she was like, welcome to Santa Monica, home.
Come on. All right, look, not bad, but you're not the real guy.
Yeah, you're not Sam. That was a long way to go for this to Santa Monica, by the way, but we appreciate the effort. Let's go down to Jennifer now, line two from Whittier, 1-800-520-1067. You died or were in a coma. We want to hear your stories on camera.
I got to be honest. I love that last guy. All right, Jennifer, hi.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. We haven't died. You died?
Yes, I did for a couple of minutes, a couple of times, actually. I've always been a severe asthmatic, and when I was younger, I really didn't take my medication. I was on top of it like I, now am.
Right.
And there was this one time when I was 13, I just completely couldn't breathe and lost oxygen. I remember feeling the oxygen leaving my body and my brain in that couple of seconds or minutes. That felt like an eternity where you can't catch your breath, and all of a sudden it went away. And all of a sudden, the next thing you hear or feel is you feel like you're running through like a forest extremely fast. That's what your body's feeling.
Okay.
Like you're just extremely fast, fast, fast going through a forest. And I could still hear everything around me, all the chaos, my parents on the phone with the paramedics, telling them to hurry up and all that. And I remember just listening to that but feeling something different. I must have, passed out, whatever.
Do you think you died?
Yes, I did. I know I did. The next thing I remember in the paramedics, I think they tried to, resuscitate me or revive me some way. And I remember listening again. I couldn't open my eyes or anything, but I heard a paramedic saying, open your eyes, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. And then again, not again until I was in the hospital probably a couple hours later. And they had told me that I had completely lost oxygen and died for a couple of minutes.
Wow.
And the crazy
did you have any kind of feeling? First of all, was there any God involved? And second of all, was there any peaceful feeling involved?
Yes, there was actually afterwards when I thought about it. Like I said, when the whole body experience of you it being suffocated or losing oxygen because of that, obviously it's ugly and scary, but it goes away. So eventually the pain or whatever it is does go away, and there's another sensation, going somewhere.
Do you have any idea what the running through the woods thing was?
No, I have no idea. Huh. And the weird thing about it is that it didn't click to me until years later that I saw a group of people like surrounding me as I was running. I didn't see myself running, but I could feel myself running, like I said. And it was surrounded of people I don't remember. But I remember looking at this one specific girl, and she was me in the future. I've never had straight black hair or anything like that, and it was nothing that I had ever thought of when I was 13. And it wasn't until I was in my 20s that you go through changes and stuff. And I had no thought about what had happened
prior to this or anything like that.
And then
that.
You turned into that woman.
Yeah, I saw myself in the future. And I never wore glasses before or anything like that. And, you know, now wear contacts. But, yes.
Is it possible that you're just bat-ass crazy?
Probably, but okay. No, it's not.
All right.
Thank you for the call. We really appreciate you sharing that with us, Jennifer. Wow, we got so many good calls now in so little time. Let's go to Zach. He had an out-of-body experience. Line 7, please, North Hollywood.
Hey, Zach.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. What happened, dude? Real quick.
Basically, I was 16. I had medical issues for a really long time, like kind of slowly wasting away since I was about 13 years old. And I was sitting down, and basically I hadn't been able to eat any food or water for days and was just kind of wasting away. And I just kind of felt my body start to go cold. And, like, I felt my heart start slowing down and just kind of my cognition start to slow. And I just kind of faded out and just... But basically the point where I faded out, like, I felt my body fall over, but I was still sitting upright. Like, I felt, like, kind of that part of me go away, but there was still me left over.
So you're the you that you're talking about, their spirit or whatever, was sitting up, and your body had fallen over.
Well, yeah, basically, it's not like I had an awareness that I had a body. I was kind of like a point of consciousness.
Huh.
So it was like my body fell over, and I was aware that now, like, everything was gray. Like, from what I could see, like, all the material things were gray, and the only thing that was, like, shiny or, like, had any color to it was life. Like, so
were you then able to see, like, your family high-fiving and hugging and being so happy?
Well, my family wasn't around. That's kind of why I was dying. So, but basically, like, I could kind of see through walls and stuff like that, and I could actually see people, like, the neighbors and their houses, and I were kind of, like, just shapes of light. And then, like, I could kind of see, like, through the walls, and it was, like, I was kind of, like, I could see the world was, like, a bubble, and, like, there was bubbles inside of bubbles. It's really hard to put into words, but basically...
That sounds really fun, though.
Fun, sure. Yeah.
Except for the whole dying part to get to it, it sounds like a pretty cool experience.
If you don't have to die, that'd be cool.
I think it's really what we're... changed, like, how I think of things spiritually. Like, it really was a life-changing thing for me because I did see, like, stuff that was, like, your brain wouldn't think of this on its own, right? Like, you have to kind of, it's like an original thought. You can't really just come up with bubbles inside of bubbles, and that's how the universe works.
That's very cool. Zach, thanks so much for the call. I'm so sad that we're out of time because we got Guy who was dead for 25 minutes in Long Beach. We don't have time to. Monica died twice during a lung heart transplant. We'll have to save her for next time if she's still alive.
What we're saying is there are people who have died and we don't have time for them.
That's right. What does a brother have to do to get on the air?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:55.
In particular, right now, we're looking for Smashing Pumpkins fans. If that's your band and you're stoked to see them at night number 2 of the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, then pick up the phone and give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll give you a chance to earn your way in coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. Good morning, Ralph.
It is Tuesday. That's why I'm going to give you a heads up and let you know it is new release day. CDs, you can pick up Sonic Highways by Foo Fighters, their new CD.
I've not heard
of
it.
Yes, please.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
Boy, those guys are good.
And how amazing is that show week after week?
Good.
Okay, back to you.
A lot of Willie Nelson in the last one, though.
Not enough Willie.
A lot of Willie when we went to Austin.
He was all over the Nashville one and the Austin one.
A lot of Willie. Yeah. A lot of Willie. Needless Willie.
Bean wants more Willy.
I do want more Willy.
Everywhere. Bean can't get enough Willy. Tia, movies on DVD, How to Train Your Dragon 2, which is just charming as heck, by the way. Jay Baruchel, Cate Blanchett, Gerard Butler. Jersey Boys from Clint Eastwood. Tammy with Melissa McCarthy. She's funny and does wacky things in this.
I saw that movie.
Yeah?
Might not surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
Okay.
She's always funny.
Right.
Both of those things are true.
Okay. Let's Be Cops. Love Let's Be Cops. Loved this movie. Jake Johnson and Damon Wayans Jr., Rob Riggle.
I heard that was very funny.
Very funny. I really enjoyed it. That's on DVD today. TV shows on DVD, True Blood Season 7.
And?
Monty Python.
Plus?
One Down, Five to Go. Their live show is available now on DVD. You can check that out.
In addition to that...
That's it. That's all it's up
there. I think there might be something else coming out of DVD or Blu-ray today, Ralph.
Anticipating one more.
Yeah. What's going on down there at the end of the table with Omar?
I'm just excited. That's all.
You're not excited.
I am excited.
You're just trying to vampire my psychic energy.
Stop!
I don't even know what that means.
Teeth out of my neck.
I have been looking forward to this day for decades, and it's finally
here.
Well,
we all know what a huge Batman fan is, so it makes sense.
Ralph is the biggest Batman fan I've ever met in my life.
That about me?
No, it's not about me. I also grew up with and loved the Caped Crusader and have been waiting for this show to be available to own at home my whole life.
Pizza first!
For lots of Batman fans, Ralph, not just you.
Adam West.
The original Batman TV series, complete, uncut, remastered, available today on Blu-ray and DVD in so many formats. It is truly the greatest day in entertainment history.
This is Adam West. Get a life, Ralph.
Yeah. Let's all bet Tuesday.
Hey,
what do you say?
This is Adam West.
Hey, Adam.
You know, even I am getting tired of your talking about me.
Oh, come on, Adam. You don't mean that. Let's all get naked and bet Tuesday. What do you say? Come on!
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
Let's get our bats out of the belfry and let them swing. And get some air. Nature. Get back to nature.
What are you yelling about?
I don't know.
West.
I'm all doped up on chili dogs. What do I know?
But on the list of important things that you've done, you peaked in 1960. What was that, over 8? 1969? When was?
Kevin, I don't like your choice of words.
Yeah, is that on Kevin. The DVD? Is that one of the extras? Is Kevin berating an old man?
Ruiner.
Yeah, that didn't... I thought of a question, and it wasn't that one.
That's in the documentary starring Adam West. Yeah, it is.
No, it
isn't. It absolutely is.
No.
Yes.
You're joking to make me feel bad.
I bet you $1,000.
Really?
Oh, my God.
So that's
for
all time on the Batman TV box set.
Are
for
you
generations
kidding me?
To watch Kevin make fun of Adam West.
I felt terrible that day.
Yeah.
Well, stupidity is forever, Kevin.
You did it, Kevin.
I don't want that
nice.
To be on
well
there.
Done. Good job. Nice man.
You did sign a release that morning to allow them to film and use it, right?
Well, who knew they would use me being a jackass?
Yeah. Who
it's
knew
not
indeed?
Right. You're joking.
Who knew indeed?
You're joking. Because that's a good one.
I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up and you can see it.
I don't want to see it.
All right.
It's probably the last thing Adam West is going to think about before he dies, too.
Hey, I want to give you a heads up. It's Pink's 75th anniversary. Pink's Hot Dogs, 75th anniversary. They still have their Chili Dogs for Charity event going on.
Started
last Friday, November the 7th. It's going all the way through this Thursday, November the 13th. For 7 days, they have been selling 75-cent chili dogs for 75 minutes at 7 p.m.,
and yum.
All the proceeds made during those 75 minutes go to a different charity each day of the week. And these are good.
It's a shame.
Okay, explain the pink.
It's a shame that Muggs is on a diet because he's only had 8.
That's all he's had. Yeah. I know. He really had to cut back. They brought some in this morning. We want to thank them for that. But also, this is a great event. All the money's going to great causes. So if you love Pink's Hot Dogs like we do, they're on La Brea. Stop on by through this Thursday at 7 p.m., you can get 75-cent chili dogs for 75 minutes. And as I mentioned, it's all for charity.
Wow. Awesome.
Today's celebrity birthday is Stanley Tucci's 54 years old today. Calista Flockhart turns 50. Leonardo DiCaprio. I would have thought for sure.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He is 40 years old today. And
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's right.
What year did his career peak, Kevin?
That makes me feel bad. It's on the DVD.
And Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Mark Sanchez celebrates his 28th birthday today. What a way to celebrate last night, huh?
Didn't watch. They dominated.
45-21 was the final score, and it wasn't even that close.
Wow.
It was awesome. A trouncing of the hapless Carolina Panthers. So
can Mark Sanchez play for the Arizona Cardinals?
Hey, look, Stanton's not bad. Stanton, two out of three, I think he won while he was in for Carson Palmer last
night.
Not
bad.
Right?
Just asking if you'll loan him. No.
Eagles at Green Bay this coming week.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it was good while it lasted.
How dare you, sir? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yesterday, we announced right here on this program the details of the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concerts coming to the Forum in December. You can get the details at krock.com. Make sure you are registered to win your tickets. You can win tickets for both nights at krock.com. And also make sure you are signed up to be part of the street team so you can buy tickets this Friday at noon. Both nights are amazing. This night, number two, has a little something for everyone because one of the biggest bands of the 80s, Tears for Fears, is playing. One of the biggest bands of the 90s, Smashing Pumpkins, is playing. And lots of big bands from today, like Weezer and Interpol and Imagine Dragons, Alt-J, and a little band called U2 is playing. But we're focusing on Smashing Pumpkins this time around, right, Kevin?
Yep. We're playing a game called
Just a Second!
Uh-oh, that's a hard one.
That's it.
It can be tough, but look, if you're a Smashing Pumpkins fan, then you have heard these songs thousands of times over the years on K-Rock, so you really ought to be able to identify them by the first note, I would think.
Just a second! So we play 1 second, and you give us the title.
And it's the first second of the song. Do I have that right?
I believe so.
Yes. It's the opening of the song at 1-800-520-1067. If you are a Smashing Pumpkins fan, now is your chance. If you're able to identify the song, you into the drawing. Someone will win tickets for night number two of the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Show. Who's now, first?
We're going to play it twice, so you do get two listens to identify it. First is Hector in Los Angeles. Hi.
Papa's
out of you, Hector.
Well Welcome. Delivered.
Wig is at Papa's Al, and I feel like maybe he's calling in on the dead topic. All right. You ready for
Just a Second?
Sure.
There you go.
Tonight, tonight. Today.
Yes. Yeah, today is right. Your second guess was the right one. I'm so sorry, Hector. That's what we were looking for. But thanks for playing.
What a bummer. He knew so positively, too. Eric in Burbank. Hi.
Hey.
By the way, that might be good advice for the other callers to maybe don't blurt out the first thing you think. Since you have the opportunity to hear it twice, go ahead and listen to it twice.
All right.
I will take that into account.
Here you go. One more time.
I don't know. Today?
Sorry, that was I.
It's called I. E-Y-E. And there's no today. There's either today or there's tonight. There's no today. But thank you for playing anyway. All right. So far, we're 0 for 2. Who's next?
Danny in Long Beach.
What up?
Danny what Boston? Up?
Hey, Danny.
What's catching?
You ready?
Yeah. What's up, Dean? What's up, Lisa May?
All right, we both said, welcome to you. And how are you today, Danny?
We have established that we are all on the phone and that we're having a good time and we're best friends. Now let's play the game.
Pretty easy.
Okay, that's easy. That's tonight.
What's happening? Are you kidding?
1999, my bad.
1979.
That's Prince. And he's not playing as far
We've
as I know.
We've had three contestants that were positive.
Yes.
None right.
And all three of them were wrong. All right. Somebody's got to be in this drawing, right?
Yeah. Adam from Whittier.
Yes. Hey.
Hey. Hi. Are you ready?
Yes, I
hey, am. Just a second. Adam, I want to give you a hint here because we're not doing so well. The answer is not tonight, okay? Yeah. Or everybody seems to want it to be, but it's not.
Or today.
Or today. All right, so today, listen very – let us play it twice for you and then tell us the name of this Smashing Pumpkins song.
The world is –
It's night – today.
Unbelievable. This is one of the most incredible things I've ever heard in my life.
The world is a vampire.
How is this happening?
Are we being punked?
Seriously, is there a camera on us right now?
Are we being punked?
That is Bullet with Butterfly Wings, and right now there are so many Smashing Pumpkins fans who are just saying, seriously, clear the lines, put me on, put me in, coach, I'm ready to play.
We have 0 for 4.
Yeah.
Right.
Is this the new hardest game in the world?
Dare we try again? I don't think we're in sudden death yet. I think we still got some time, but we're getting close to that.
Ileon?
Hi.
Hi.
From Los Angeles. Do you know the Pumpkins?
I'm sorry?
Do you know the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're going to play.
Just a second! What have you been thinking about your fellow contestants?
I've known all the answers, and I'm getting mad.
You're getting mad, right. I would imagine, because... Those were pretty obvious. All right, here's your song twice.
Oh,
my gosh.
Don't say today. I will come over there and murder you.
You said you knew all the answers.
Yes, all the ones to the ones before.
How do you not know this one? It was Disarm is the name of that song.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. Today, 1979, Bullet with Butterfly Wings, Disarm. We're going to do, I guess, one more.
Sudden death.
Yep.
As soon as one person gets one right, they win.
We're not asking too much. This isn't that hard, right? It's not that hard.
Look, I wouldn't be able to play this game because I would totally know the clip and I wouldn't know the title.
Right.
But it seems like there are a lot of people out there who could do better than I could. One of them is going to be Corey from Paris. I feel good about this. Corey.
Good morning, guys.
All right. Well, we're doing poorly. We're trying to give away tickets tonight, number two of the 25th annual K-Rock Almost as Good as Christmas, and we're doing poorly. Here you go. Here's your song. I'm going to give it to you twice. Give us the title. If you're right, you win. What?
Say it again.
Tonight.
Yeah! It's finally tonight.
Yes. He did it!
All right, Corey, you're going to be seeing Smashing Pumpkins along with Tears for Fears, Vance Joy, Weezer, Modest Mouse, Interpol, Imagine Dragons, Alt-J, and a little band called U2. Congratulations, thanks for listening, and thanks for playing
Just a Second. Just a Second!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Very disappointed, Ralph. No additional whistling on Fits in the Tantrums this time around. What happened? I kind of come to depend on that from you.
You like it. I thought you didn't like it.
No double hand claps, no whistling. I feel like you don't even care anymore.
And there's no pleasing you, man.
No, this is no time for frivolity and your little radio hijinks, man.
Do we have, is it somber times? Is there trouble in paradise?
Yeah, what's going on? Somber times.
Breaking news, something bad?
What's going on, man?
The worst, man.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Big Bang Hank is gone.
I'm sorry, who?
Big Bang Hank.
Big Bang Hank or Bang, Bang Hank? What are we saying here?
You heartless bastard.
I don't recognize the reference.
Big Bank, meaning he's rich.
Big Bang Hank.
Right.
That's Kevin. At least somebody gives
you
a crap.
Who are we talking about?
Hank!
I don't know who that is.
Big Bang Hank. The grandmaster with the three MCs that shocked the house for the young ladies.
Come on, Bean.
Still, let's have nothing here.
Hank was one third of
Force feed you this story?
Of a little band called Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh.
No!
Well, that is sad. Did we lose Hank?
Sugar Hill Gang. The first mainstream rap hit, Rapper's Delight, in 1979. It was Wonder Mike, there was Big Bang Hank, and there was Master G. One third of Sugar Hill Gang is now gone.
Does that mean Big Bang is up for grabs?
Why, do you want to be the new Big Bang?
You son of a bitch.
I'm just saying, I like the
He's
name.
He's not even buried yet, Kevin.
I like the
you
name.
Vulture.
I'm saying, is it available? I'll wait to use
Big Bank Kevin doesn't really rhyme as much as Big Bank Hank.
Doesn't exactly, but...
Can we, just as a little farewell, can we hear a little...
I'm imp the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shock the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank, you do the bump, and when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Treacherous Trio, I win the serious joint, from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme, because they say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating masterpiece, I'm gonna rock the mic. So you can't resist everybody. I say it goes like this while I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's her story.
Oh. Well, that's a shame. I see on TMZ, Ralph, he was only 57 years old, too. That's a real bummer.
Yeah, passed away after suffering from cancer. Henry Jackson was his actual name, but Big Bank Hank, he will always be to me and my rapper friends.
You don't have rapper friends.
All of my friends are rappers. I don't have any non-rapper friends.
You don't know
friends.
A single rapper.
I don't know anyone who isn't a rapper. Rapper's Delight is my jam.
It's not your jam.
It is so my jam.
I'm imp the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with
sorry,
the three
Ralph, MCs
that
words.
Shock the house for the young ladies, and when you come inside into the front...
Now, Big Bang Kevin, do you have any rapper friends?
No, I don't, actually.
I don't have any because Ralph is hoarding them all.
I guess so.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't call yourself Big Bank Kevin.
All right. I stand corrected.
Maybe you should call yourself.
Don't even.
Careful. Whatever this is, it's going to be illegal. Be
good. You got my finger on the button. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say it now.
All right.
I'm just too sad about Big Bank Hank.
You know, it's did you know who he was ever? Before this morning, Ralph?
The best thing ever is when Bean gets all actually butthurt over fictional Taylor Swift.
He does get upset.
It's my favorite thing.
He does seem to get upset.
He gets upset when you're talking to fictional characters on the phone. Nothing more entertaining to me when he takes it personally.
I'm invested in my T-Swizzle.
It's like looking at a caricature drawn by someone at Magic Mountain and thinking it's a photograph.
What do you say?
I think he's obsessed with the fact that you and I hate her unnaturally.
And you're wrong. You guys are both wrong about your hatred
of her. Well, it certainly lends to the entertainment.
You know what the internet is trying to say about...
She's smart enough to know that she can make fun of those images.
He's trying to subliminally defend her.
Yeah, it's all very strange. This show's very weird.
It is a weird group of people.
It's a weird show.
You guys all suck. Big Bank Kevin doesn't like you.
Justin Bieber's owning up to his mistakes. He paid $80,000 to his former neighbor for all the damage done by that egging. So it looks like our great national nightmare of Egggate is over.
I didn't realize Egggate was still going on.
We can finally relax. He has completed half of the 12 anger management classes that he has to fulfill due to his sentencing.
Can't you just see his smug little face in that class?
Just sitting there with his arm crossed.
F you.
Just slunk down in his chair, not really participating, just glowering at people.
He's a douche.
He is a douche. Speaking of anger management, remember the Cranberries? Dolores O'Riordan?
Sure.
She was the lead singer for that band.
Linger and Zombie?
Just let it linger. Yeah.
Huh? We played them a lot on K-Rock back in the day.
She made that noise a lot. Zombie!
Even in Zombie.
Zombie! I got you wrapped around my finger. You have to let it linger.
She was one of Ireland's greatest yodelers.
She was.
She quite a category.
On a flight from New York City to Ireland yesterday when she apparently assaulted a flight attendant on the plane. I'm guessing they ran out of Guinness. Then the police tried to arrest her, and she headbutted the police officer.
Boy, that's a special level of insanity.
Wow, she is a feisty young filly, isn't she?
Headbutted a cop.
Usually when authorities get involved, you lose a little bit of your courage. You just kind of defer to the man to not make it worse.
When I fight authority always wins.
F you.
F you, F you. She was taken to Shannon Airport when the plane landed, and they arrested there and taken to the hospital in police custody. I don't know why they took her to the hospital. Maybe she hurt her head with that headbutt, or maybe she's crazy.
Imagine the poor cop that has to admit for the rest of his life they got headbutted.
Hey, remember the raspberries? Cranberries?
Cranberries.
Blueberries? What was that name of the band?
Yeah, the girl?
The broad hit me.
Remember she headbutted me?
Headbutted me right in the face. Getting too old for this S. Today's celebrity birthdays. First of all, I do want to give you a heads up. Batman, the complete TV series, available on DVD and Blu-ray today.
Oh, you hadn't mentioned that.
Yes. Greatest TV show in the history of the medium. Finally available on television, DVD and Blu-ray discs.
I know you got an advance copy, being in the Bat family, Ralph.
I did.
You get a chance to dive into it a little bit this weekend?
I didn't really. I had a very busy weekend. I watched a lot of the bonus stuff, and I caught just a little bit of the pilot episode. And boy, the colors are just sharp, and the audio and video quality is excellent. I got the Blu-ray, and it's just really outstanding. You can see everything. Everything. You know, it's famous for making fun of the Joker, Cesar Romero, because he wouldn't shave his mustache off to play the Joker.
No,
so they would
not
just pile white makeup on top of his mustache.
I didn't know that.
You can always sort of see it when you watch the reruns on television. But now the Blu-ray, man, it is. That dude has a mustache. It's very exciting.
How come all the villains in the Batman series are dead?
Well, I'll tell Julie Newmar you send her best.
Boom.
All right,
boom.
Most of them are dead. I'm always surprised to see, you know, Adam West and Burt Ward seem to be doing so well, but it just, you know, you think about the Joker and you think about the Penguin, you think about the Riddler, and you just see all those guys dead. It's just a shame they're not around for this.
Well, evil dies and good lives on.
Plus,
that's
okay.
The moral of the story.
Wasn't this in the early 60s?
Yes.
Mid 60s.
Okay,
yeah. Most of the actors who played the villains were in senior citizens when they played them.
Why is Chief O'Hara no longer with us?
You know why? Because old people eventually die, Bean.
In the late 70s, early 80s, they probably went.
I don't like it.
Burt Ward and Adam West were the youngest members of that cast.
Well, when you put it that way, by using logic and sense, I guess I understand.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Stanley.
Where's Alfred? Where's Alfred today? That's my question.
Stanley Tucci's 54 years old today. Calista Flockhart is 50. Leonardo DiCaprio is 40 years old. Were you pre-sad that all the Batman cast was going to die?
Nope.
No. And Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, formerly of the USC Trojans, Mark the Good Sanchez, 28 years old today.
He's the Good Sanchez.
He's
because
the good
of our
Sanchez.
Because of our producer.
There are so many bad Sanchez's. Dirty, first of all. Yeah, not a good
no
Sanchez.
No one wants that. Sanchez.
Dave.
Yeah.
Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico.
He's bad.
Not a good Sanchez. There are very few good Sanchez's, but that Mark, he sure is one. Until next week. Then
we'll see.
Then we'll see how we feel.
Against who are you playing, Packers?
The Packers, yeah. That Aaron Rodgers, he's pretty
good. It's a good run. Good. Had a good run.
Stop it! I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All-New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
We have, I don't know if you've seen this, Too Many Cooks video that's on the internet.
It's the best.
It's just insanity. It's insanity.
It's the greatest show ever.
Agreed.
I want the show to be real.
We're going to talk to Matt Fowler about that. And Lisa Kudrow comes on the program to talk about the comeback.
That's your first friend. You're finally getting a friend on the show. The
friends have not been friendly to us.
You have never had a friend.
That's true.
And now you've got a friend.
Now we've got Lisa Kudrow. Well, let's see. Let's wait and see.
There's plenty of time for her to cancel.
That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.